The moment you have been waiting for has come, where all your favorite podcasts has joined together to make one big podcast. Go to www.podcastgangbang.com to find out more information. It's the one feed you need to get you through the week. All your favorite comedy podcasts, including The Basement Boys, Big Mouth's Podcast, Ear Candy New York, Hot Cakes, Original Geeks, Stereo Radiation, and The Jam Hole. That's podcastgangbang.com.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, June 19th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for being with us on the Friday night episode number 207. We do this little thing called the Jam Hole Podcast every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Whenever we feel like it, because, you know, we don't have a schedule, so to speak. We don't have a big, giant, butt-fuck, dick-face corporation being like, oh, you have to do this and adhere to this. No, fuck that shit. This is our shit. We do it when we want it, however we want it, how long we want it. So, we have a special guest tonight. If you guys will recall, what was it?
I think about two episodes ago. Not sure exactly when.
Let's say, remember that story about how Danny had this vehicle and it got, like, off-roaded up through a bunch of trees and shit because somebody was running from the cops.
Some dickhead.
Some dick fuck was running from the cops. Totally trashed your car. She gets a phone call from work and has a total breakdown, starts crying, blood pouring out of her twat. Just a bad scene overall. Well, somebody recently just got out of jail.
The joint.
The pen.
The penitentiary.
Like today. The Shawshank Redemption, if you will.
Like today, I go to lunch and he's there.
Who is he now?
Zach.
Zach, welcome to the Jam Hole, Zach.
Well, thank you.
How are you doing?
Pleasure to be here. Let's see, 5 hours fresh out of the penitentiary. Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
It's nice to feel free, so to speak.
You could call it that.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're still in America, though.
Yeah, land of the buy one, get one free.
That's right.
So, Zach is with us. I go to eat, right? And I'm like, yeah, we were going to start the show early. And, oh, real quick, thejamhole.com/feedback. You guys can type shit, I'll read it on the show, of course. 406-204-4687. Give us a call if you got something to say, whatever the fuck. So, we're going to start the show early. But then she's like, hey, I got called back into work. Some dick face didn't come in or whatever, so I got to go cover it, of course.
Right.
So I'm sitting here, I'm smoking, and I'm like, huh, I'm kind of hungry now. Like, hey, I'm going to go eat. I'm going to go eat where you work at.
And obviously, you texted me and said, hey, if I come to eat at your work right now, would it be a good time? And I don't text you back.
Right. Well, the only thing
that
I wasn't
not a good time.
Well, no, I wasn't giving a shit like if you were super busy or anything. I was giving a shit that I would get there and you were like already on your way home.
Oh.
Cuz I wanted to get the show going, but
you wanted me to make your food is what you were saying.
Well, that I just didn't want you to be here waiting for me. Like I wanted to get the shit going as soon as you got here.
Okay, well, when you texted me, I was balls deep.
And that's what I figured. So, I assumed you didn't text me back and that's like all systems go. I can go eat because you're there.
Yeah.
Getting your ass handed to you. So
yeah, it was great. When you showed up, like four different servers come back. Danny, your boyfriend's here. Danny, your boyfriend's here. I'm like, holy fuck, thanks, I know. Like, from four or five different servers, it was
great. Well, cook him some food then,
I'm
bitch.
Like, just let me know what he orders, and I'll fix it.
Get your ass in that kitchen.
And they're like,
me
okay.
Some food.
That's when I slid out all covered in shit. And
I know.
Like, hi, Matt.
That's fantastic. So, and I see this dude sitting at the end of the bar, and he kind of, like, looks at me, and I'm, like, looking at him, and I'm like, hey.
Do you have, like, that awkward...
Yeah, like our eyes met for a moment. And
just for a moment.
I flipped him the wink, and he flipped me the wink back, and I was like, sup? And I'm like, hey, Jody, who's the dude with the NY tattoo? Is he from New York? Like, what's he doing? Is he getting food and shit? And she's like, I don't know, but he keeps, like, staring at me and shit. I'm
she's
like,
hot.
Nice. I
Jody
know.
Jody is hot.
Right?
I know. I'm like, so.
She's going to start boxing soon. I want to go to her shows.
Well, that's why I asked her. I'm like, so you still with that boxer dude, or are you ready to hook up with a real man? And she's like, well, I'm still with him, but, you know, I'd take a drive to the fucking studio, if you know what I mean. I'm like, all right, we'll do that. So, you know, she might be showing up. I just want to throw that out there. Look at her. Look at her. Look at that.
Jealousy.
Ah, awesome.
He does this all the time.
I
know
love
he's
it.
Kidding, but if a chick actually did walk through the door, he knows that he'd be castrated.
Not me.
On site. Yeah, you.
Not me. I'd sit back and watch the most awesome fucking chick fight ever.
No, I wouldn't kick her ass. Dude, she's awesome. It's your fault.
Well, I'm not saying if it was her, but, you know, just a chick in
general.
Oh, if
it was a different chick, see, I wouldn't mess with Jody because I like Jody, but if it was some chick I didn't know,
I see. So that's, I'm like,
down the stairs.
Jody, me, and then any other bitch.
I see. If it's someone I like, that's okay, cool, then I'll just be like, okay, it's Matt's fault. But if it's some other bitch, it's both y'all's fault, and both going down.
Yeah, she brought a dude home tonight, huh?
I know.
What that's the fuck?
Not exactly.
I was totally happy with not letting him spend the night. You called me.
I know. Not exactly
said, let
what,
him
I,
stay the night.
What I had in mind, but hey, take what I can get. That's fine.
It's been my dream for a while.
I told you we needed a cameraman. Fucking done.
There we go.
So, yeah, and she comes out, and I'm like, who's that dude? And she's like, remember the guy that crashed my car and went to jail and shit? And I'm like, oh, yeah, right on. And so, you know, I get my food and stuff, and she's like, you know, he just got out of jail, has, like, no money, has no place
I'm
to
a bum.
Stay and shit. And I'm like, well, I really don't give a fuck because I don't know the dude, so whatever. And then I'm driving home, and I think it was my conscience. No, it wasn't my conscience. Something in my head.
It was
like,
that look that you gave me.
That must have been it.
Must have been it.
That had to have been it. He got in my head, and I'm like, God damn it. And you guys know, I've told you guys stories about, you know, picking up hitchhikers and taking in just random chicks to have sex with me for a place to stay for the night. And, you know, I like to help. I'm a humanitarian, if you will.
Are you gonna fuck him?
I'm not having sex tonight. I'm sorry.
Fuck.
His butthole is probably on like a break.
Fuck out of here.
I dropped the soap to come time.
Fuck. That'll ream you out something proper. But so I'm
the
like,
real jam hole.
God damn it. I don't know the guy, but he's Danny's friend. Like, so I call her. I'm like, you know, if he needs a place to crash tonight, he can come over, and that's fine. But if I catch him stealing anything, I'll cut his fucking head off. And she's like, okay, that's fine. So here we are. Now.
Now.
Were you in jail here, like locally in Kalispell?
Yes, I was.
Have you ever been in jail before?
Plenty of times.
Yeah, like here or just all
no,
over?
No, I've been in jail in 7 different states for some stupid bullshit.
Let's give me the rundown of the rap sheet.
All right, the rap
rape,
sheet is
murder,
no bullshit like that. Okay. No. Back in the day, you know, juvenile shit in New York. I did 8 months on a forgery.
Oh, and how old are you?
I'm 22.
22 right now. Okay.
Yep. Beautiful number. Forgery in New York. I've been locked up in North Carolina on some stupid bullshit. I got assault by strangulation, which was dismissed.
Tell him, dude, it was autoerotic asphyxiation.
Exactly.
She wanted it.
You know, it's not my fault the neighbors called the fucking cops and they came over and said, hey, someone sounds like they're dying over there. She got a mark on her neck and they're
she's into it.
She's into it, damn it. You interrupted
just about
us.
To come.
Fucking 4 hours I put my time in. You fucked
it all up. Okay. Let's see. That was what? North Carolina. Georgia, speeding tickets, you know, just simple bullshit like that.
They throw you in jail for speeding.
Yeah, Georgia. Georgia's crazy, man. Georgia, you cannot speed on I-75 in Georgia. Do not speed on I-75.
Well, what it is, when they pull you over there, every, you know, good, proper Georgia resident, along with their driver's license, they have their Bible license.
Well, I didn't.
And you have to give the cop your Bible license, and if you don't, fucking ream your shit.
I sort of didn't even have a license at the time.
Either or?
Yeah, so... let's see. Then we go further, a little bit further south, Florida. Little assault charge that got dismissed. I didn't do it. I didn't hit him. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
So, is in your experience with Florida, is it indeed America's most fucked up state?
No.
No?
No.
Please, which one would be?
Montana.
No. I'm saying all about the fucking news stories we read. All of the messed up junk comes out of Florida.
Okay.
It is indeed
okay.
The most fucked
85% up state. 85% of this state's inmates in the Montana State Prison.
Right.
85% child molesters.
Yeah,
sexual offenders.
And yeah, when we first started this show, it was probably 15 or 20 episodes in. We went on that website that shows you all
yeah.
of the chomos,
all them red dots. At.
And dude, we were fucking
amazed.
Blown
yeah.
away by
it's crazy,
that. We
dude.
Were like, "Holy shit, dude!"
It's crazy.
I deliver water for a living, and I'm like, "Dude, I go to probably like a good 25% of these houses, like." Holy shit, man.
That's funny. I deliver things for a living, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it water?
No.
Is it legal?
Per se?
Make better no. choices.
Yeah,
and
right?
Stay out of jail.
Yeah, we're trying here with
after,
a beer in my hand.
I know. Like, he comes over and Danny's like, hey, you know, there's soda in the fridge. I'm like, no, there's beer in the fridge, dude. Drink that shit. And that's the kidney stones left over from Ep 200.
Nice.
Yeah.
From the 24-pack that Adam and
Braden
were drinking on. And you know,
I don't drink that shit.
I don't drink at all, and she doesn't drink that shit. So it's
neither do
there.
I, but shit's the
and
only thing legal now.
It's awesome, because I'm like, yeah, he can just have that. And she's like, no, he can't. I'm like, well, why the fuck not?
Sorry, mommy.
He just got out of jail. I'm like, well, so what? And it probably would be fine, except for on the way home,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm rolling down the highway, doing 65 as per the Montana regulated speed limit.
Speed limit.
I see fucking the blue and reds flashing kind of by the turnoff.
I wonder
to our
who
house.
That could be.
And I'm like, don't be her. Don't. You fucking. And I'm not even kidding. I fucking mute. The show I was listening to, Sick and Wrong, I was listening to, and I'm like, don't be her, don't be her, don't be her, fucking don't be her, and I get close, and I'm like, you motherfuck, it's her, god damn it, Danny, fuck!
Did you really just drive by me while
yeah,
I was, really?
Yeah, I saw the lights from, like, way down the highway, so he had probably just pulled you over maybe a minute or two
yeah.
before. And just the whole time as I'm getting there, I just had this weird feeling. I'm like, please don't fucking be her. She knows fucking better than that. She fucking knows better than that.
She was just trying to send me back to jail.
The closer... That's what I'm thinking. I'm
trying
like,
to get him a
that's,
place
it
to
was,
stay.
It was a plot.
Well, I'm just... All this shit's going through my head. I'm like, did she pay her fine? Does she have warrants out for arrest?
I thought maybe I did.
Don't be fucking her. She's got a fucking felon in the car. For all I know, he probably escaped from fucking jail. They didn't let his ass out. Fuck that shit.
I They're scaled looking, the roof.
Looking for his ass right fucking now. I'm like, this is a bad situation. Did she throw another fucking cigarette butt out the window and hit the cop car again? What the fuck could she have? It's right by the fucking house.
I know.
What could you have possibly done to get pulled over?
And that's why
Danny.
I was laughing about it when he came up to the
oh,
thing.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Like, well,
yeah.
What else
hey,
can I do?
Can I'm I getting... borrow $20 for gas because I'm fucking broke? Well, here's another fucking debt added to the list.
Fine.
Okay, so 5 hours after I get out of jail, I see fucking blue and red lights behind me. I'm, oh my god.
Fucking flicking cigarette butts out one window, throwing beer bottles out the other, like, yeah!
I hope you saved my spot for me, because I'm coming back.
Well, it was kind of weird.
It was your plan to put him back in.
That's right.
I was just trying to,
I was trying
to
be
stay.
Nice
That's all.
By giving him a place to stay.
Oh, she was trying to give me a permanent
and
place.
And you're trying right. to put him back in the pen.
Yeah. No.
Danny. Oh,
sorry.
Now I have to go on Monday and tell my probation officer, yeah, the day I got let out, yeah, I had to talk to the cops.
Yeah, but check this out. Totally not my fault, right?
Which
so I'm
is
with
funny.
This crazy fucking bitch, okay? Check this out.
You remember the chick car when that you guys I took and was out in the woods, the one you arrested me
yeah,
for?
Yeah, the one.
I actually got pulled over in that with the owner of the car
she
driving
actually,
it this time.
She actually got it fixed.
Yeah,
funny,
she got it.
Oh,
ironic.
That shit up.
I ran over a few trees, went over a big bump, took about 3 hours to pull the bitch out of the place.
I want
to
hear about this. But,
hey, wait. As I was... Like, as I started my car back up to come home after being pulled over or whatever.
Oh, hold on real quick. Yeah? MDS says the tat on your left shoulder.
I already gave you the finger for that.
Isn't a secret anymore, CB.
Well, nobody notices it. Anyway, whatever. I don't care. Shut up. Hey. So I started up my car. Hey, remember how it's been being a total piece of crap? But
like, since I've met you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Way worse this time.
Thank you for that.
Hey, no problem. You know,
way worse this time, though. I seriously thought that I was going to have to push my car into my parking spot.
I bet.
I don't know if I'll be able to make
it'd
it
be
to
the
work
second
tomorrow.
Time I was in that car when they had to push it somewhere.
I don't think I'm liking this. Can I just go to bed?
It's amazing, though, that we can just all sit and laugh at it right now. I'm enjoying myself. Thoroughly.
Anyway, while getting pulled over, though, like, the only thing I could do was laugh about it. Because I'm like, dude, I just got off work. My house is literally right there. My boyfriend can probably see your lights right now from the,
the
porch.
Did you tell him that?
Yeah, I did. I'm like,
so, what did you get pulled over for?
Speeding.
Hmm.
I was doing, like, 10 over.
Really?
Yeah.
And he got you for that?
Okay, so when the cop pulls her over, you got your insurance and registration?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, officer. Hold on. I'm looking for it. So she goes in the glove compartment, starts searching around. What does a registration look like?
I don't
know. shit. I'm definitely going back to jail now.
Oh, my God.
We did not steal this car.
Well, I just got all that stuff renewed, or my parents did or whatever, because it's in my dad's name. I'm just a co-owner
right.
or whatever. And so his name's first on everything, so he has to get everything. So he just got all that stuff renewed, and I don't have it yet.
Of course.
Have the insurance card. I have an 07 insurance card. And he's like, there is insurance on it, right? I'm like, yeah, I have to. It's full coverage because I got a loan from the bank. You know?
No, it's cool. My boyfriend's at home probably making me a new one. He made this one. Looks good, huh?
He goes, sir, do you have an ID on you? I say, no, but I have my release papers.
Oh, that's okay. He's like, sir, when did you get released? And he's like, 2, 3 o'clock.
That's classic.
Awesome. Oh, my God. So today has been wonderful.
MDS says, that's the first thing I'd go for out of jail is a beer.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But
I would try and find some weed, but yeah.
So
yeah,
it's been
a
like
PO thing.
Super right. weird for me today. Like, I, you know, I'm going to work and stuff, and I go through the whole day, and Billy has been not on the line because he's training for management stuff.
Right.
And I've got two newbies online.
This is
so
how
I have,
to tell people what to do.
Right, basically. And so I have a rough day already because I have two newbies, no Billy, whatever. And then they ask me to come back. And I'm like, oh, fuck, you know, so I have to pull a double. And I just want to go and eat lunch. I just want to fucking go get some goddamn food and go back to work. That's all I want to do. And I go in there and I'm making some cheesy focaccia bread or whatever.
Hello.
Yeah, and I hear,
Dana, get out here.
Dana, get out here. And I'm like, what? I thought it was Chris, like Kid Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like,
no, I heard he got fired again today.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, God. Those poor kids.
But
be
I go
nice.
Out
hey,
and I'm like, what?
Hold on. You guys are brothers. Love each other. Okay?
Right,
I hated
dude.
My brother, too.
Brotherly
when we were
love.
Fucking 12. Like, come on. Come on, guys.
But yeah, so I hear, Dana, get out here. And I'm like, what? And I go out there and I'm like, what? Where are you? What? Because I thought it was Chris. And I saw him and I just kind of.
Little leprechaun.
Whoa. Like, seriously, did I not
whoa,
like, step back
sweet.
And, like, walk away and kind of, like, hold my head, like, wait, I have to process this whole place. Weren't you in jail?
I escaped.
Sweet hair, dude.
Dude,
holy
he was
shit.
Stalking me. Check this
that's
out.
That's right.
Tell him where
2 hours out of jail, I'm already stalking her.
That's awesome.
Tell him what you did to find me.
Before you went to jail, tell everyone how you went to the hotel room and you're like, oh, yeah, I'll be back later.
What? No.
And then?
No.
And then?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Oral sex?
I don't want to talk about that.
Well, I was here jerking off by myself. Full sex.
Sorry.
Jerking off.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
He doesn't know about...
Wow, that's news to me.
Whoa, wait, was it him?
No.
Oh, wow, awkward.
Wow, yeah,
I win. I win.
Wow.
So who was it?
Dana? I don't want to say who. He knows who.
Oh, shit! I do know who!
Of course
I do know!
I
do know!
Of course he does. Remember, okay, I left and I was a little pissed off. I don't... Whatever, but like, I... left and hung out with that other person.
And who would that be?
I'm not saying who.
Who dat?
Nobody.
Who's that noisy?
None of your fucking business.
Oh, that's an SG.
Don't
want to
talk about it. Anyway.
But seriously. Who's that?
No.
We'll just say hola.
No. Not even that.
We'll just say hola, señorita.
So you went from full Mexican to quarter Mexican in like a day. That's
hola, señorita.
This is one big fuck my life. Could we stop this, please? Like,
hey, live better.
Hey, I am now. Thanks.
Okay.
I have you.
Turn the camera if he doesn't mind, so everyone can see.
No, I'm like, beautiful.
Is that? Do you mind?
No.
Okay. Well, set the camera.
You guys
want
to see me or this felon?
There. That's
hey. Hey.
Be nice.
No.
Seriously.
He'll be here while
it's your freaking car is the reason why I'm a damn felon.
Hold on. He'll be here while we're asleep, so be nice.
That's okay. Seriously. I know where your gun is.
Jesus.
That's nice. Thank you.
So, explain, like, how did that go down?
What?
You're hola, señorita.
Oh, no.
No,
well,
not
oh,
that.
No?
If you will, but...
No,
she doesn't want to talk about that.
I don't want the show to sit here for like an hour while
she's embarrassed.
Not telling
Very,
us about
actually.
Stuff. Really?
Yeah, I was really
hey,
high.
Were you drunk?
No, I was really high.
Skeeted.
Yeah.
Skeet.
That was...
Come on, man.
Doing a lot of cocaine.
Come on, man. One more line. I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick and say one more line. Oh, that sucks, dude. That sucks for me because you probably did that and then came here and was like,
oh,
my
man.
Kiss.
Didn't even semen, take a shower.
Semen,
no.
Semen.
Didn't even take
no,
a shower.
I
appreciate that.
Anyway.
Anyway.
That's not how it went
anyway.
Down.
So, fuck my life.
That's one of the reasons why I didn't want to be your girlfriend right away.
Well, that's cool.
I wanted to get some stuff out of my system.
Because I was like, you can, you know, do whatever. I don't really give a shit.
Well, I didn't want to be, I didn't want that commitment until I was ready to
well, yeah,
that
and
commitment.
Well,
yeah,
and I had like three other chicks I had to let go, too. So,
well, then,
I mean,
fuck
it wasn't all just you.
The love boat.
I know. It
we
was
had
more
to
like
clear
fucking
up,
a love aircraft carrier.
Tie up some
man.
Loose ends before we actually
we packed
do this.
That shit full.
So, yeah, I tied up some loose ends and shit. So, anyway, what were you saying?
Oh, yeah. So how did that all, like, how, paint me the picture of how you ended up, like, running from the cops in her car.
All right.
Like, how do you go from just everyday life to,
so it started
fuck?
Off with when I went to work and I gave you my keys. Explain it from there. Oh, yeah. MDS says, okay, it was nice to see Zach, but I've had enough already.
Seriously.
That's because
I'm not that
dude,
sexy.
And
he's got boobies.
I do.
Do you got moobs? Do you got some moobs?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Some man boobs.
Did you, hold on, did you get those in jail?
Actually.
You don't look that much different from when you left.
Yeah. Well, except for like 30 pounds heavier because, you know.
They eat good in there.
Yeah, yeah, tell me about it. I'm sitting here stressing, you know.
I
fuck.
Know, right? Like, maybe I should.
I'm hungry.
Hey, can I stay like a couple more weeks?
Seriously,
or?
Shit. A couch looks nice.
All right, so anyway, when I gave you my keys and I was at work.
All right.
I sent you to go get shirts.
Actually, yeah, you sent me to go get shirts over across the street at Ross, okay?
And you were supposed to take the car back to your
I did. I went back to the house. I went back to the house, and then I went to go get some other stuff from another guy and brought that guy with me. And
that, is that the dude she got?
No.
No, okay. No. This is... Because
that would have been weird.
Yeah, definitely.
This was my friend's
definitely.
Boyfriend, his roommate.
Yeah, my roommate. We won't even go there.
No.
We call him Hammerfist. Yeah. The hammer. Oh, dude's just not normal.
Dude, seriously, his dick is like a foot and a half long.
Whoa.
No competition.
Does he want to get in on this movie we're making?
I have no
idea.
That would be awesome.
Like, you know, seriously.
Heard her titles for her movies?
Oh, absolutely.
They're great, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. We're making, I don't know if you told him about it, but we're actually making a motion picture.
In the ocean?
We already did.
Well, no, but me and Josh from Big Mouse Podcast were talking. I probably haven't even told you about this yet. I was going to mention it this evening. But we're going to make a podcast gangbang.
Gangbang?
Gangbang.
Gangbang. Oh, shit.
Wait, with who?
With you and me.
Wow.
Check. Josh and Megan.
Maybe Josh.
Check. And then... I think the dudes from Basement Boys are going to suck each other off.
Wow.
And then,
circle jerk.
Right. And then we'll have the dudes from Ear Candy finding a couple of good quality black and white New York hookers. And then,
hey, I've experienced them.
Really? Well, you're going to film this thing if you're... You know, managed to stay out of prison long enough.
I know, right? Well, if she'd stop getting fucking pulled over every 5 minutes, we'd be good.
Hey,
drive slower.
Okay, check.
Like your brain.
Yeah, we're going to make like a fucking movie. And then,
should we all just like videotape ourselves having sex and then we'll all edit it together?
Honestly, we're just going to rip off Zach and Miri make a porno. But instead of like trying to pay rent, we're like trying to pay our server fees and shit.
Right.
But no, we're gonna write like a script and make it totally
fucking
cheesed out. Fucking.
Yes, you do realize the cameraman's been in jail for the last 4 months,
I
right?
I know. See, that's major plot point right there.
Oh my god.
Get a Mexican dude, or I'll dress up all Mexican.
Wow,
and
she'll
we'll
love
reenact that part.
Love it.
And then she'll go to work, give you the keys, be like, "Hey, go."
No,
Bill. Go get me a shirt.
He'll never touch my keys again.
Crash.
Dude.
Well, it's a movie. We're acting.
Yeah, movie.
Okay.
Movie, okay.
We'll have a stunt car.
Plastic, like, little Playboy keys. Here you go.
Yeah, yeah. The Play School keys.
Do you guys know that them little Play School cars are the top selling cars in America right now?
The what?
The little Play School cars, the ones that, use your feet. They're the top selling car in America right now.
I can see that. You gotta go, man.
All right, so anyway.
MDS says Zach and Danny make a porno.
No, I'm good, thanks.
No, that's funny, because that's the name of the thing. That's awesome.
Oh, God. Anyway.
So, right, that's gonna be pretty cool. So look for that soon. the big purple dong will
How
be
the hell
making...
did we get on this subject? We were talking about me running from the police, I believe.
Oh, yeah. It was just in my notes.
Oh, okay.
I
gotcha.
He hasn't seen the big purple dildo.
Yeah, we got a big old purple dong.
One of our fans sent us that purple dildo on that bookshelf.
Well, while we're there in time, let me check another one off the fucking list. Hey, Mike Boudet from erototoys.com. What the fuck? Hotcakes, the dude from Hotcakes, because he broke up with his fucking girlfriend like 3 months ago. You get him a fucking flashlight, and some fucking lube. You get him a flashlight and some lube, and we get a purple dong that's as big as my fucking arm.
Well, he told me to pick something, and I still have yet to pick something.
That's bullshit.
I'm thinking about a butt plug for you.
Bullshot.
Whoa.
Wow.
For reals?
For real.
I thought you were going to get the anal beads.
Do you want the beads or the plug?
Can we tie the beads to the plug?
If you'll give us the beads and the plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen up. But no, because it would have been cool if you would have sent me a fleshlight as well.
Because you could have sent it to the fleshlight kid.
Send it to the fleshlight kid. Done and done. Motherfucker.
Oh, man.
So yeah, I just had to mention that because I was listening to their show and he called in and they interviewed him and shit. He's a pretty cool guy. He lives in Miami. He like kicked
Miami.
It with Will Smith on that one video.
Getting jiggy with it. Yeah. Back in 1997.
Why? Yeah. 97. Hey, yes. Radio station here in Kalispell. Why are you playing that song still?
Are you serious?
I'm not even kidding. It's like that song and then that goddamn fucking... other fuck that, what's his name? That
fuck.
Fuck. Yeah. The dude that sings that Right Round song. Flo
Rida. You spin me right round, baby, right round.
Christ! I
you spin my head round, baby, right round.
Well, yeah, yeah, he did.
Good
but
stuff.
The 2 hours I'm in the office, I hear that song like
five times.
Didn't Dope redo it?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Theirs is great.
It's you spin my head round, right round. Instead of you spin me round, right round, it's you spin my head round. When you
hey,
go
musicians.
When you go down, down, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, musicians of the world, let's everybody do that song. Can we all, can we do that? Can we all get together for this one cause and just fucking do that song?
Beautiful.
Like, some of you, you guys are good. Just sit back, let the rest of us do that song, and then you know what we'll do? We'll take all of that song, like everyone's mix or remix.
Just mix all that shit together.
And mix that shit together. And
yeah.
Put it on every radio station ever.
And that'll be the shot.
Just over and over and over again. Oh, Mike Boudet's in the chat. What up, G?
That's Montana Torture for you.
That is.
Yeah.
It's that song and that goddamn fucking song I mentioned before that. That was from 93.
I still.
Getting jiggy with it.
Getting jiggy with it.
Want.
Bleh.
Lady Gaga.
Not happening. Never. Ever, ever.
God, please.
Uh-uh.
Get it.
No.
I'll get it from Charles.
Get it from
my
Charles.
My game manager.
Do it. Do it to it. Charles in charge.
That's
dude.
Who I should ask my job back for. Shit!
He's like, yeah,
so,
sure, all
right,
the time.
Going back around, making a U-turn into that, you were there trying to get your job back? Or
yes.
Did you used to work there?
Well, yeah, and I used to work there, and I also, like, borrowed like $1,000 right before I got arrested from this guy, and
which guy is that?
Wait, one of the managers.
One of the managers.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
A pretty boy manager.
Yeah,
right. Princess.
Princess.
Yep. But yeah, I was there, you know, talking to him and trying to get a job back, and pretty much the other manager came up and said, "What are you guys talking about?" And we were like, "Hey, trying to get a job back." He's like, "Hey, hell no."
Pretty much.
Dick?
Yeah, seriously.
Why? Like, fuck. What's his beef with you?
It's just because I left that job for another job, and I didn't give him enough
you
notice.
Cheating whore.
He was
actually
a server at Anna's when they first opened the Italian grill.
Yes, I was.
Oh, crazy.
That's what he left Dave's for.
I was the delivery driver at the other place.
Oh, really?
That's weird.
Yep.
Wow.
We were banging the same chick.
Holy
what?
Shot. No way.
That's crazy.
But, so, okay, you want to go back to the story on how he actually wrecked my car and all that stuff?
Well, we've already kind of heard about that from you, but I want to hear it from you. Like, did you seriously?
Oh, what I'm gonna
through a fucking forest?
Oh, just wait, man. It's gonna be great.
Please.
I'm gonna bring you the actual police chase DVD.
Back.
And I'm going to give that to you next week for your next week's show.
I'll cry.
Yes, I do have that.
Are you serious?
Yes, I do.
Of her car getting
fucked up.
Dude, that room, all yours.
I'll cry.
Dude, he's like my new best friend. This is awesome.
Man, it's fucking hilarious. I played it for the judge today.
Hey, can we watch it and stream it live
while
we're watching it?
Yeah, most definitely.
Everyone, we'll all watch it together.
Yes, we will.
It'll be the most fantastic thing ever.
I'm like, this was happening while I was at work.
We'll all totally. We'll have a camera on her as she starts crying and shit.
The most ironic thing about today is, okay, we stopped at the gas station that I blew through.
Right.
And then we're coming out of the gas. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was on that street coming to
Cemetery Road?
Yes, Cemetery
and
Road.
And you just cut
and
through
I
that?
Just, oh, man, they flipped on the lights, and I cut through the gas station there.
I've always wanted to do
that. And I'm probably cutting through probably about 30, 40 miles an hour through a fucking gas station.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, great.
It's pretty open if you get, like,
exactly.
if you go around it.
Dude. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's some GTA shit.
And the cop wouldn't come in the gas station. He went all the way around. So I'm like, fuck you, yeah. And so I get on the highway. And the ironic thing about this is just when we get on the highway today, the cop flips on the fucking lights at the same place.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
Flashbacks, dude.
Man.
Fuck.
But so I'm going down the highway. They said I went 95, which is bullshot.
That car don't come.
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
It
dude.
Does,
all right,
too.
All right. We almost had to Flintstone it back. Bullshit.
Okay. Well, at that point,
it
was running really shitty, so...
Yeah, maybe it doesn't anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't anymore.
Not
Oops.
Since I've driven it.
Not since I've driven it.
Red Fox says he wants some John Madden-style commentary. That'd be so awesome. Oh, just God. Like as it's just mowing through this.
You'll just hear me going, oh my God, are you
So he's going down the road. He's going about 80 miles an hour.
Looks
he switches
like
past.
Shake to the left. Oh no, he went to the right. Oh my God.
He passes one car. He passes two cars. He might go all the way. Hey, yeah, Joseph. Yeah, tree!
Oh,
oh
my God.
It's good.
That'd be so awesome.
Anyway.
We're totally good.
All right, so we're going down the highway. You know, me and my so-called acquaintance, friend, fuckbag, fucking snitch.
That's how she described it, too. That's
yeah. We're going down the highway. I get to this little red light, and I'm like, okay, well, we're turning on the Forest Hill Road. Going down the Forest Hill Road. The cop pulls in the middle of the fucking road. You know, I'm going down the road, going through turns and curves
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, the trailer park up there.
Yeah.
On that side of it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and so this cop comes down the damn road. I see him coming a mile away, and he parks right in the middle of the fucking road.
Nice.
I'm like, you dumb fuck.
There ain't much room up there.
No, no. So I put on the brakes, you know, and I just look at him. And I'm totally stopped, and I'm looked at him. He's looking at me, and I'm just like, okay, turn.
Like revving your engines and shit, like, gonna play chicken.
Grand Theft Auto just right around the cop, you know, dirt spinning, everything. It's great fun. Wait
see,
until
those
you,
games, man. It, that shit trains
you. I'm
telling
you, man.
You either play
the and
the
thing is,
games
I go, got away.
No shit.
I got away.
I win!
Oh, man, just wait till the video. On the video, right? Every time they say, okay, we need spike strips on Highway 93, I turned onto a different road. We need to spike strips on Forest Hill Road, I turned onto another road. It's just hilarious.
That's so great.
So I turn up this dirt road, and I'm just like, fuck, where's this dirt road going to take me? I have no idea.
Did you know you had
I had no fucking idea.
Probably some driveway.
Yeah, it was some driveway to some house, right? Yeah, and so I just go around the house, and it turns into a trail. The trail goes through this field, up the power lines, into the woods, in the fucking mountains, and then it stops. And I'm like, fuck, and there's this big mound. I mean, the mound's probably like 5-6 feet tall, just a pure fucking dirt. And I'm like, and it just stops right there. I was like, okay, four-wheel drive. She showed me how to do this. Press the button. Right. Press the button. Okay, it's engaged.
Four wheels.
Just hit it.
Oh,
fucking
man.
Up over the fucking thing, through the mountains, fucking taking up, you know, trees and everything. I'm sorry.
Is this the first... Hold on. Is this the first time he's apologized for
no.
that?
No, she slapped the shit out of me.
Oh, shit.
I ran through the woods, so I get out of the car, and
he
I ran through the woods.
Keys.
I
he
took
got
her
out
keys.
Of the car.
She slapped the shit.
Oh, she slapped the shit out of me.
You're lucky you didn't have warrant out for your arrest for some fucking assault and battery shit.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. See, I'm not a snitch.
Right. No. That's
but
crazy.
Yeah, I went back to the house. I went and traveled through the woods. You know, it was morning time, so I had to wait till dark. And went through every, you know, the woods and all that. Came back down to the house.
By this time, I'm freaking the fuck out.
Oh, she's
pissed off.
She's
going
fucking,
nuts. I have to
she's
drive
bonkers,
my,
man.
My dad's Jeep.
You've been notified.
I've been notified.
Oh,
and
she's
I'm
been
at,
notified.
I'm at
you
his.
Punched the oven.
Oh, but that's the thing, right? So I get into the woods. And I got this big white fucking hoodie on and these shorts. You see these shorts?
Yeah.
Got these fucking shorts on. It's about 20 fucking degrees outside. And so I'm
you
like,
you have your
fuck.
Brand new shoes on, too?
Yeah, brand new fucking K-Swiss, everything, man.
Jeez.
And this big white hoodie. And so I'm like, fuck, I can't run no more. I smoke too much weed. And so fucking I dip down in like this little gully. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm breathing hard. And I'm like, fuck, I got to control my breathing, this, that, and the third. And, this cop just fucking starts combing the fucking woods, and he's fucking standing like 5 feet from me.
They have the dogs or just...
No, just the cop. Just the cop combing the fucking woods. And all of a sudden, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I'm like, fuck! It's fucking Dana. Where's my car? I'm like, shut up!
Oh, shit. I was calling him all day long.
I would've
Where
fucking...
the fuck are you?
Where's my keys?
When I would've... When... when I would have been driving, I would have been like, phone, battery, out the fucking window. You're not going to track me by GPS.
I just bought it the day before. Oh,
he just bought it, and it was on my plan. So I had the bill for all of that also. So I'm like, all right, at least give me the fucking phone so I can give it to someone else. That's actually the phone my brother has right now.
No shit?
I want my phone back.
That's how he got the... No, he actually...
I paid for it.
No, that phone actually totally got messed up.
Yeah, of course it did.
The screen's messed up. Yeah. He actually just bought another phone by himself, so...
Just like my tattoo equipment got messed up, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, that was his?
Yeah, that was mine.
No, it's mine.
Bullshit! I paid you for it. I did. I paid for it, so it was mine. Yeah, the shit that you traded. Yeah, that was mine. Thanks.
Nice.
Yeah, you see this? You see this pink tattoo right here? Yeah, I was going to get out and redo that. Fuck, no.
Who did that?
Her.
Is that your work?
That's her work right there. DNR? Drunk as hell. We were both drunk as hell.
Show the camera what it is. Is that for do not resuscitate or?
Yes. Yeah.
Dana Knox rods? I don't know.
Well, it was an old ink and stuff, and it should have been red, but it turned out pink. Whatever. Yeah. We were both drunk as fuck, and he was like,
so now I have a bright pink tattoo on me, and that I can't fucking do anything about, which I've been dreaming, sitting in jail on my cot. Damn, I can't wait to get out to fix this shit. And then I get out, hey, where's my tattoo stuff? We traded it.
Me and my
Thanks.
New boyfriend fucking
Yeah. We needed a power cord. I don't give a shit.
But that's anyway, awesome. So
I know a guy that does good cover-ups.
I know a guy that has money, but it's not me. Yeah.
But anyway, so you were running through the woods and stuff. You're hiding from the cop. You said with your white hoodie on and the phone ring.
Yeah, and these stupid fucks couldn't even find me. I'm 5 feet. I could have reached out. I could have reached out and touched his fucking shoe.
Jesus,
dumb fucks.
Just under the brush and shit. Yeah. Just chilling.
Yeah.
And I this while though, I'm at his apartment.
What?
Where he was living at with my friend.
What was the ringtone of the phone? Was it some fucking ridiculous?
No. It was Lil Wayne. I can't remember
never
what
song.
Never
gonna catch me now.
Yeah, never gonna get me. Never gonna get me. Never gonna get me. Yeah.
Just like, what the fuck?
No, it was that.
Cops like, is that me?
Bears do shit in the woods.
I'm in love with a stripper. I think.
I'm
in love with a stripper.
Because at the time, I remembered, years ago, someone in this room was a stripper.
Yeah, I recall that story being told. Show of hands if you were not a stripper in this room. Oh, okay. Cool. So,
I've done
any
it.
Interesting stories about that?
Oh, man, amateur night at the Cheetah in Sarasota, Florida. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Pound that shit. Made a lot of money back in the day.
So, yeah, I was hanging out at his apartment or whatever, just pissed because my friend lived there with him, who was his roommate or whatever. And I'm just there freaking the fuck out, just all pissed off. I couldn't even drive home. Like, I was just freaking. I'm like, all right, you know what? If he's running, he's got to come back here. All of his shit's here.
I knocked on the door. Ta-da!
MDS says it's Danny's fault you got caught.
That's exactly. No. Exactly.
Whoa,
no, it's not my fault you got caught.
It was the phone call, I'd say. He
actually
been...
no. Like I said, I got away, okay?
Even and then, after the phone rang?
Yeah, dude.
Would you kill his ass?
And so she what, 2 days later, she comes back and she picks me up. Okay? And we're not incriminating. This is allegedly or something.
A year ago in Canada.
Yeah, Canada, and we had fun with the two seals. And
you get me
yeah.
in trouble for anything, I will kill you.
But okay, so an anonymous person comes.
Marijuana? Anyone?
Please, can you pass that over here. My PO will just send me to prison for the next 3 years.
Well, I mean, if you want a place to stay, for
I know, right? Fuck. I'm sort of missing my cot right now in Bubba.
I wouldn't feel bad about that.
You know, Bubba was so sad to see me leave today.
Okay.
you know.
So is that true what they say then? Like, it, do you not drop the soap in?
No, not in this bullshit ass jail. This jail's fucking retarded, man.
But in any of the jails you've been in,
like Rikers Island and down in Bradenton, Florida, and shit like that. Yeah, yeah.
Saying you have, you know, partaken in witnessed it happening. Like, what?
I've heard at night guys screaming their fucking heads off. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. That's kind of yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know if I could fall asleep to that.
No. The other day, actually, I had to go to the hospital. They had to take me to the hospital because I dislocated my shoulder.
In the pen?
Yeah, in the pen. In the big house.
The Shawshank.
Yeah, they had me in there with this guy that just shot some lady in the freaking head. And he was my cellmate.
Really?
Yeah. And
What's that conversation like?
Exactly. That's why I dislocated my shoulder.
What are you in for? my wife was being a bitch.
So I shot her with a 45. It's fucked up.
Holy shit. We probably did that story on this show.
Probably.
It all comes around. That's crazy.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
So where were you?
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! 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 That's right. So she comes to get me. She takes me up to her place, which is way out in bumfuck fucking Egypt. And
so where did you end up then? The cop just went by you and
yeah, he never got me. My military training came into play there.
He eventually came back to his apartment, and that's where I saw him and slapped the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm kidding.
Wow.
Anyway,
I'm just interested that like he was so close and the phone rings and you still just like
yeah.
Disappeared.
I was laying on it and I got it to quiet, you know, turn that bitch off, and then he left and I went the other way and nice. you know over the hills and through the woods and we got to Dana's house and so she comes like a couple days later and picks me up and takes me out to her place and I'm staying out. It's fucking December in Montana. And I'm staying out there with a Marlboro fucking sleeping bag, a tarp, and some canned food that she gave me.
Yep, because I was not about to let him in the house and be like, Dad, you know, that dude that just wrecked my car.
Oh, at your parents' house.
Yeah.
My parents' house. Yeah. So I was like, you can come up here, but you ain't coming in the house. Go fucking
come down.
Yeah,
that lasted, what, a week?
Yeah, about a week.
Yeah, and then I came down and I said, hey, Mom. She said, what the hell are you doing here? I said, hi.
Hiding?
He was, like, freezing by that point. He was like,
fuck.
I can't.
It was getting,
anymore.
Like, 10 below in the morning and shit. I was, like, burning sap just to stay alive. It was great
fun.
He caught
my fucking sleeping bag on fire.
That's how close I was to the fire.
Josh from Big Mouth wants to know if you know how to kill a man with a lunch tray. I don't know what that's a reference.
It has to be a metal lunch tray, like one of them thin metal ones. The ones that they give you here are the big plastic ones. They do some damage, but not good enough.
Cut their head off with it.
You know?
In the face.
All right, so yeah, he came, like, I came home from work early, and my mom came and got me and told me what was going on. And so I went home, and I pull up, and there he is just standing there. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Should I tell him what you put in the window?
No. What's this, please?
Should I tell him what you wrote on a piece of paper and put in the window?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Yes, God. Let's hear it.
Everybody wants to hear it. Yeah, who wants to hear it?
You have absolute 100% permission to speak forth.
All right, I'm going with
she
the jam hole here.
She doesn't pay any rent here. It's cool.
All right, so I'm in the woods and I got binoculars and shit.
I felt really bad for him because
bullshit.
That sucks.
I didn't want you out there freezing your ass off to death, even though you wrecked my car.
So tell him what you wrote.
Hey, no one's judging here.
What'd you
write?
That's right.
I think I just wrote, Zach, I miss you.
Well, he's up in the woods.
Yeah,
and you're.
I miss you so much,
like,
Zach. I miss you so much. I hope you're okay.
Well, dude, like, I was worried, dude. He's out there in the middle of December.
Yeah. There's bears and shit.
I figured maybe
there.
It's just, I'm just trying to, you know, get everybody to know that she's a kind, loving person.
She is sometimes.
She is. You know, she can be a cold-hearted bitch,
sometimes.
But she's a kind-hearted person.
But, dude, he totally wrecked my car and pissed
me the
fuck off.
That's some traumatic shit when you're, how old were you? 20?
That was, like, last year.
One?
22.
22.
But, like,
that sucks.
I was totally devastated, pissed off, crying my eyeballs out and stuff, but then I still turn around and help the fuck.
Well, yeah, you know? You got it's to.
Like, and then I come back up here after, all right, I get over this, and she takes me, like, a week later, she takes me out to the county line, okay? And here's where the story
she, like,
fucking begins.
The ball, great. And you
here's where the
ball,
fucking story begins, my
off.
Friend. All right? She goes, hey, you know, good luck, blah, blah, blah. So I start hitchhiking my way through fucking Montana, all the way over to fucking Idaho, okay? Get into fucking Idaho. It starts snowing like crazy. I'm in the mountains in Idaho. 2 freaking feet of snow in like 5 hours. And so these nice people pick me up, and they took me to Bonner's Ferry, Idaho. I get to Bonner's Ferry, Idaho, and they're like, hey, there's a rest stop here that's heated. So I say, okay. They gave me a sleeping bag. I mean, nice people. Nice Christian people. Yeah. So I'm so freaking tired, and I just pass out in the freaking in the heated restroom, okay? And so the cops come about 2 o'clock in the morning. They say, hey, who are you? And I'm like, John W. Smith.
John Petrie.
Yeah.
No, I believe the name was Zach Mines.
Well, no, this is after they called you. This is after they called her. So they start digging through my book bag saying I'm a Canadian drug smuggler, and they look at my tattoos, my NY tattoo, and he says, I'm from Salt Lake City, and that's a gang sign. And I said, you're a fucking dumbass.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, that's exactly what a dude that lives in suburbia hell would say. He
that's
goes,
what a dude from Utah says.
And he says, I don't drive a Suburban.
Yes, of course
what
you don't.
What the fuck?
Of course you don't. Are you? Oh,
and
man.
So she is. So they find a piece of paper with her number on it. And so they call her up. Like, what was it? Like 3 o'clock in the morning?
It was like 2-3 in the morning. Nice. And I answered it somehow.
And somehow she covered. She covered for me. And I'm like, yes! So they let me go, and they say, get out of Bonner's Ferry, Idaho. And I said, okay, how do I said, how do I do that? It's 3 feet of snow on the ground and still coming. And they're like, well, there's a casino right across the way. So I go to the casino, and these guys are all doped up and fucking, you know, smoking meth and doing coke and everything else. Nice. I said, hey, man, I need to get out of here. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. They said, hey, well, you got $10. We'll take you to Spokane, Washington. I said, really? When? They were like, we're leaving right now. Come on, dude.
Nice.
I was like, all right. And they're fucking getting coked out the whole way, fucking going over these snowy-ass passes at 3 o'clock in the morning. Fucking can't see 2 feet in front of you. They're fucking in the fucking front seat doing lines and this, that, and the third. I'm like, fuck,
nice.
I'm going to die.
Off the CD case.
Yeah,
totally.
I'm like, holy shit. And so we get to Spokane like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Dude, you almost died.
I'd almost died.
A few times is a story.
Yeah, a few times. A few times. Just wait till the Canadian hitchhiker picker-upper starts. Oh, God, that's fun. But so I get to Spokane, and there ain't a fucking inch of snow on the ground in Spokane. And as soon as I fucking get there, it starts snowing, okay? I'm like, fuck. Well, I went to this mission to, you know, stay the night and, you know, rest up and shit, because
yeah,
I'm hitchhiking, you know? So I went to the mission, and all of a sudden, that night, it snows fucking 2 feet there. And then so I'm stuck there for like 3 weeks because they get fucking record snow amounts.
Yeah, do you remember
when
they locked down?
Yeah,
no,
locked down
lost.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was no airplanes, no buses,
yeah,
no passes.
Yeah.
There wasn't shit getting out
but
of there.
Do we have monks in our mission, or are they just
no?
Like
they were a bunch of fucking crackheads.
Crackheads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sense.
Spokane crackheads. That's
crackheads
what I like
for
to call
Christ.
Them. Yeah. So. You know, go to Bible study every night and then go out and smoke the crack pipe.
Of course.
I love Jesus.
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 You feel that? You feel that? That's the spirit.
That's
no,
the
dude.
Spirit.
It's like
the
3 grams of meth.
The numbness in my head. I thank you, Jesus. But, yeah, so I'm stuck there for like 3 weeks. Finally, the passes open up and shit. And so I start hitchhiking on the freaking highway. I get all the way to this rest stop on the highway, and I'm like, hey, dude, you know, I need a ride. And I talk this dude into giving me a ride to Seattle. And, he gives me a ride to Seattle. I get to Seattle. I go to the hospital there. I said, hey, my leg's hurting. Shoot me up. So I got a bunch of drugs from the hospital. And then they took me to another a homeless shelter there. And oh, my fucking God. You want to talk about Seattle scum? Holy shit,
yeah.
Dude. I woke up because I'm telling you, man. Like, go downtown Seattle, and it's like fucking crackhead galore.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
All the way to Tacoma.
Yeah.
On fucking down.
Man, holy shit.
Fuck,
what the fuck happened here?
You know what the center of it all is? Rathdrum, Idaho.
No, it was nuts.
That's where it's all made.
And so the next morning, I wake up from my drug-induced coma, and I get up, and I look around, and I'm like, fuck this, I'm out of here. And so I get on public transportation, and I take buses and trains and just public transportation all the way down to Portland.
Excuse me? Hey, quit picking your nose.
Sorry.
We can all see that.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry, continue.
And so I take public transportation all the way down to Portland. Okay, meet up with this guy. You know, he said he's hitchhiking to California. I said, all right, cool, man. We'll be hitchhiking buddies. And so we get on the highway, and this fucking Canadian pulls over in this 1967 Dodge Caravan type thing with a fucking kitchen in the back and everything. Yeah. I mean, I was like, sweet, dude. I said, hey, man, where are you going? He said, San Diego. I said, all right, me too. All right, hey, jump in, hey. I said, all right, man.
So you're just going pretty much wherever, like, dude, as far away from here.
I was trying to make it to Texas because I had a homeboy in Texas that was going to hook me up with some stuff, and I was going to make some money.
Okay,
and you know,
you were going to get a job.
I was going to get a job,
right,
yes,
man? I feel you.
A nice job,
a good job.
Yeah, exactly. A job that I should have now, but we, you know,
I couldn't talk to you if you had
neither
that job,
here
by
nor
the way.
Nor there, but okay.
But so this guy, I mean, we fucking do the California 101, which is the highway going down the coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? We hit fucking Hollywood, L.A. I mean, he's a fucking tourist in America. And I'm just like, all right, cool, because I've never been over
just
here.
Just totally along for
the ride. Yeah, I'm just along for the fucking ride. We dropped the guy, the other hitchhiker, off in Santa Barbara. He takes us around the tour of Santa Barbara, gets us some weed, and fucking shows us Oprah's house and shit like that.
No shit.
Yeah, man, it was cool.
That's awesome.
And so we drop him off, and, you know, we're heading down. He stops in Hollywood. I go down Hollywood Boulevard, and I mean, we just hit up everything. Long Beach, you know. I mean,
LBC,
and
yeah, dude.
I mean, it takes us fucking like 2 weeks because we stopped at Oceanside, California, and we just sat at the ocean. Fucking, he had a couple surfboards. You know, I went surfing a couple times. Fucking, just looking at the babes and fucking, what was it? January.
It's
January.
A good place to be, like when there's like 8 feet of fucking snow.
Exactly,
here, and it's like
after
70.
having the fucking, you know, two, three weeks of 8 foot snow, you
almost
know, the beach
dying
was nice, man.
In a car crash.
Oh my god.
Fuck yeah.
And so I finally made it down to San Diego, and this was like what, like a month after I left here. I finally made it to San Diego,
yeah.
And I start hustling. I'm homeless on the street in San Diego, living in a fucking tent, along with all these homeless people that just sit there and hustle fucking crack and weed all day.
Yeah, and you didn't have, like, any bags packed or anything. It was just what you had.
Yeah, just what I had on me.
Hustling, hustling.
Yeah,
hustling,
and I just started hustling. I mean, you know, I met this, you know, cool
balling
cat down there.
Balling on a budget.
Yeah, balling on a budget. Man. And, you know,
we know about eating
bean and cheese burritos every day.
Yeah, Reese's, man.
Yes. and so I make it down to Tijuana. In Tijuana, Mexico is fucking
crazy. My dad did jail
crazy.
For like probably a week in Tijuana, Mexico.
What'd he do? Have about seven
well,
ounces on him?
No, he used to repossess cars, and the car
nice.
He was chasing started in California,
mm-hmm.
but then made its way down there, and he took it anyways, and the guy reported it stolen to the Tijuana police, and he ended up in jail. And then I remember I was really young.
In Tijuana, if you get locked up in their jail, just bribe him.
It's bad news.
Oh yeah, it's bad news. You don't get fed. You do not get fed in a Mexican jail unless you have people come to their jail gate and put food through the gate.
Yeah,
they will not feed you.
All I remember is like I was really young. I just remember like hearing my mom on the phone just like freaking the
I bet,
fuck
dude.
Out. And,
I bet.
Like, Tijuana, and then, you know, she told me what
Tijuana is so much fun,
yeah,
though.
Dude, and that's,
oh my god,
yeah, I couldn't imagine.
Oh, dude, donkey shows? You gotta go to a fucking donkey show.
I've heard about those.
I think Dana would be great in a donkey show.
I bet. I fucking yeah.
Hing hong.
Maybe we could add that as part of our
wow, yeah,
our
that'd,
movie.
That'd be like one of the extras.
Do you
like
know where
bonus
to get
scene?
Only
bonus?
One condition.
Yeah.
I can fuck you in the ass with that.
Wow.
I don't know.
The purple monster.
I might maybe. We'll have to see this donkey,
well,
though. I maybe would take one for you guys to have that scene
you
in
like
that
stuff
movie.
In your butt, though.
Not
so.
Like that.
Wow.
Though. Not like that at all. Like the upper part of my pinky.
Like the upper,
up to here.
The upper part of her tongue.
See how it's stained? Or that.
I don't know. The other day you were like, man, I could get my whole
toss
finger
that
in there. Sometimes the middle one, the ring finger, maybe.
Toss that salad, baby.
That's bullshit.
You totally said I can get like my whole ring finger in there.
Maybe my pen.
Wow.
Maybe.
That's like a finger.
Okay. Fantastic.
So you guys
great stuff.
I hate you.
So I get to Tijuana and I start making this money, and you know, I get enough to buy, you know, a couple things, you know, a pound, and so I get a bus ticket back to Montana thinking, well, I bought this pound for like $100, right, and I can go up there and I can sell each ounce for $100
at least. And my girlfriend,
I mean, it was some shitty shit.
It wasn't,
you know,
his girlfriend.
No, she's never been my girlfriend, thank God. I don't have to suffer what you have to suffer through.
I know you may have been dead.
Yeah.
If that
yeah.
was the case.
It might be.
May have been.
But so I come back up here and I rent a hotel room in the wonderful Motel 6.
Nice.
And you know, we're having a good time, selling some stuff and skeeting out.
Selling some stuff.
Yeah,
damn,
doing
actually.
Some stuff. She sold me some other stuff for my stuff, and I paid. I did pay her.
Hey,
I did pay
did
her back.
Where did you happen to get that?
I'm not. But I was like,
wow.
Hey, try this. You know, I just
wow.
Gave him a little bit of it, and he's like, oh, now I gotta buy some. Fuck.
Yeah. Well, it was awful.
It was,
no,
too.
No, this was a batch before that, and it was good.
It wasn't too bad. I mean, I've had some good stuff, you know? Shit, I've been in Florida for 6 years. Yeah. I've had some good shit.
Up here?
No, this was a batch
before cut three, four
month.
Different times.
At least.
At least. With X-Lax and
it's
everything
totally
else.
It's totally flammable.
You do a line, and you're gonna be shitting for an hour.
That's what I call the flaming fucking line. You just fucking torch it and
then do it.
Oh,
you know,
man. Oh, I have God. Like no nose hair, check this out.
Nice. So I get back up here and I call another friend and I'm like, hey, you know, this is the person I was living with before all this went down, and she has a fucking brand new black leather sectional sofa that I bought, fucking big ass what was it, like 67 inch screen.
Yeah,
TV,
it's a big
fucking
ass TV.
Huge. She got all this shit, and plus I paid her rent for like 2 months, and I only stayed there like a week. And so I'm just like, hey, you know, how you doing? You want to buy some stuff off me, this, that, and the third? And she's like, no, not today. So I was like, all right, well, I'll call you back later in the week before I leave, and, you know, see if you want to then. So I called her back, and I was like, hey, this was Valentine's Day. And I was like, hey.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, do you want to buy some stuff before I leave? I'm leaving tomorrow morning, you know. She's like, no, blah, blah, blah. My boyfriend will be mad and this, that, and the third. I said, what the fuck ever.
Huh.
And so, like, an hour later.
Who were you dating then?
What? I'm
trying to think. Who?
No, his roommate.
Yeah.
The girl's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, like, an hour later, I'm watching a basketball game, and all I hear is, you know, knock on the wall, you know, on the door. Housekeeping. And I was like, I told him I didn't want housekeeping today. So I open up the fucking door, and fucking 15 KPD swarm in with their guns drawn. Get down on the floor.
Holy
I'm
shit.
Like, nice, I'm going to fucking prison.
Yeah, there's no
great I'm not going anywhere.
That's crazy.
Fucking they caught me with my last ounce. They never charged me with this.
Which Motel 6 was it?
Oh, the one
right
on
93.
Yeah, right on 93, crazy. Room 216. Don't ever get that room. We won't say what went on in that room.
Some fucking adult debauchery.
Something.
That's crazy.
So yeah,
so you've been in jail
since February the 14th, Valentine's Day. I've been in jail.
Hey.
And that day I was gonna confess my love to somebody, man.
Damn.
I know.
That sucks.
I know.
That's the low blow.
Did you ever
of
get
life.
To confess?
Pardon?
She wouldn't write me back.
How come?
I don't know.
Because she probably had a boyfriend.
Something
did she?
Like, something like
when
that.
Did we, hold, whoa, hold on. When did we start dating? What day was that? When
day
were
after
you like,
Valentine's
Day. Oh! Damn.
She.
You didn't even tell me that, like, man, I'm sorry,
why wasn't
dude.
Why was never with him or anything, dude?
You see that picture over there on the wall?
Oh, God.
Which one? Which one?
The one that kind of looks like a butterfly.
The poop stain? The poop stain on the wall?
That's not poop.
Do you know what that is?
I don't want hell no, I ain't smelling that.
Oh, fuck.
That's blood.
Wow.
From your twat, right.
Your penis.
Wow. Your
twat. Well, yeah, right. That's awesome.
That's great.
Well, it's good to have you out at jail.
I know, right?
That is an amazing story.
I just thought he was a cool person and stuff, and I liked hanging out with him and shit. And yeah, he wrecked my car.
Yeah, you only called him a douchebag like 3 times.
Well, for wrecking my car.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Damn.
But other than that,
he did get the shirts that I sent him to get and put the change on the receipt in the back.
That's fucking dedication. That's
you know? Shit.
Fucking right on, dude.
Though I did steal her keys.
Right. Yeah, it took like 2 days to get my keys back.
No, it did not. You got your keys back that night when you slapped me in the face.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It took like 2 days for you to come back.
No, it did not. I came back that night and you showed up and slapped me in the damn face.
That night.
No,
probably.
I was there when I first saw you and you walked in and I...
Exactly, that night.
No, because you had all your camos on.
No, because I put all my camo on before.
You put camo
on,
so...
No, you went home and Stacy was the one who saw you first.
Exactly. It was that night. It was that night, and then you showed up and slapped me in my damn face.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But she punches like a man, huh?
She didn't punch me.
But, like,
it was open hand.
It had a force behind it, though, isn't it? Like,
I had a sweet spot for him. I wasn't going to
hit
him.
Yeah, she really didn't hit me that hard.
Oh, man. I hear you getting some fights.
Yeah, a few here and there.
Every now and then.
More than you'll ever see.
So, check this shit out. I was at the post office earlier today checking the
P.O.
box.
Oh, I was in the P.O. box today, too.
Yeah? How was your P.O. box?
Oh, dude, full of, like, Verizon wireless bills, full of Dr. Baharsky bills,
nice.
Fucking
nice.
Camel
hey,
stuff.
Shout out to Dr. Baharsky.
Dr. fucking Baharsky. Yeah.
Please don't garnish her wages.
His is only like 400 and something.
That's
so
not too bad.
That's not a bad one. I'm worried about like the $7,000
right.
For the Kalispell Regional Medical Center. So
I'm talking about, you know what was in my fucking P.O. box?
Was it another dildo?
No.
Damn.
But Gerardo Toy says, Matt, your fleshlight is on its way.
I don't want a fleshlight. Give me
that
a
is,
fucking...
You
give
shut
me a
the
Pearl
fuck
Jam.
Up. Hold on.
Or
you see what? That up there?
Yes.
That's you. Now, shh. My turn.
I can't get that in anything.
Shh. Well, that's not
your
my
butt,
fault.
Maybe.
That's yeah. You wish. Your butt, maybe. Maybe your mom's butt. Maybe my mom's butt.
You fucktard.
But yeah. So I was at the post office, right? And I see, like, as I'm walking in, I open the fucking the thing, and there's a letter in there from Wendy's of Kalispell again.
Ah.
And you know, another two free fucking, like, we're sorry, we fucked up. Here's what you should have got, you know, in your order.
The Baconator.
Originally, the vouchers and shit.
Right.
And then that same fucking letter. Like, same form fucking, like,
everything.
We're sorry. Thanks for bringing this to our attention. We will investigate the matter at our earliest convenience. Rah, 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 rah.
Yeah.
Wendy's of Kalispell.
I don't want to go there ever again.
Yeah, I don't know. I've
maybe for like shakes or something, but
well,
that's it.
How many times though have we gone to Frugal's and fucking no problem?
I don't really like.
They should
Frugal's.
Sponsor us with free food.
So today for lunch, I had the greatest jailhouse cheeseburger.
How's the food in
oh,
the big
man.
House?
Well, I mean, it sucks, man. But I
did
sat around on my
the
ass.
Jailhouse rock.
No. No, I didn't bust the Elvis out. But the food just fucking, I mean, it sucks. You know, I mean, it's jail food. Of course it sucks.
Yeah, it's like airplane food.
But yeah, when you sit on your ass for 4 months and like you have like this little ass cell just to sit there and pace like a caged animal.
Yeah, your stomach shrinks, doesn't it? It's just like...
Well, it shrinks and then you gain 30 pounds.
So what was the most awesome thing from being in jail in Kalispell, Montana?
Like, ever.
What's,
just
like...
High... Give like, me... Let's play a game. This is called High-Low. You tell me you're high...
Okay, so...
being in jail, and then you're...
I was supposed to be out of jail, like, 2 months ago.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the low?
Well, sort of, kinda. But the reason why they kept me in jail is because every time a jail officer would come by the door, I'd say, fuck you. Some, you know, just some dumb shit like that. And they kept me in jail for an extra 2 months just because I kept on cussing them out.
Really? That is so
awesome. Is that like an actual charge? Like,
they almost got me with another charge. They almost,
like, what is that?
Disrupting the facility.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. That's, yes.
So how many people wrote you in jail?
Just one.
Show of hands, who in this room did not write?
Oh, hold on.
You're in jail. Do you have it? Do you really?
You read it.
No, yes! Please don't. Yes. I will kill
because
you.
Because didn't we read the one that you...
Would you not?
Did you let us read the one he sent
Give
you?
Give me that.
Hold on. Excuse me, miss.
What?
Did you read
no,
the one?
No, we did not read it
Did
on
we
the
do
show.
That?
No. I do have them.
People in the chat, did we... Actually,
no, we did not. Because you were like, I might have them right here. And then
oh,
you were
yeah.
Like, oh,
and I totally psyched you out because your face, you were like, you motherfucker, I'll kill you.
Please don't read that.
We actually do have that one right there.
I would much rather you if you did not.
Me.
Please don't.
You'll really? like the second page, though.
Can I please have that?
It's all about you. It's all about you, buddy.
Really?
Is it? Yeah, it is. I don't know why you don't want him to read them. Because
I don't even remember what it said.
Excuse me.
You said you're deathly in love with him.
Matt's talking now. Anyways, everything else is going good. Matt is really wonderful and awesome and perfect and just totally hot and sexy. And
I didn't write that.
Brilliant.
Yes, you did.
Wow, dude. Really?
I did not write all that.
I told you.
I am kind of brilliant.
Did
huh?
I seriously write all of that? Because I don't think I did.
I'm just kidding. Matt is really wonderful. I love doing the show with him and Braden. He treats me right and takes care of me, and when I get out of line, he doesn't really hit me that hard. He really is perfect.
Didn't write that either.
Oh, come on. He takes care of me even when I don't want him to. He really is perfect for me at this point in my life. I hope you can deal with that. Ow. Whoa.
It's because I knew he wanted me, so...
Well,
in the past, though, you gotta understand that what we had, we couldn't even technically call a relationship.
Well, no, exactly, but I knew that...
And so I was happy for you.
Again,
That letter actually made me very happy.
Oh.
I was like, good. You know, cool, she found somebody. That's awesome.
Well, good. That's well, awesome. Good. So, yeah.
I fucked her over.
Now,
and
I wrecked your fucking shit. I got mine,
so I'll just pass her along now.
I laugh at that rehab song, like, every time I hear it.
Hey, I went to rehab, too. It's cool.
Anyway.
So, rewind that now, and what would your reaction be if he was like, what the fuck, you know, I really, you said you were going to wait, and you totally just didn't? And
like, well, too bad. You fucking fucked up. I'm sorry, dude. I don't want to be with a fucking dude who's in jail. There's no conjugal visits or
well,
nothing.
Yeah, that sucks. He wasn't in for that long. How long?
4 months. 125 days.
I'm not waiting that fucking long.
When you're in there, I bet it's like...
Oh, it's fucking forever.
But yeah, it's not that long.
I found something awesome anyway, so...
Well, that's what the letter says. Can we hang this on our wall of awesome
stuff? Oh, you have to. You have to.
Shit people have sent us?
You have to.
We have the $10 million in my balls we trust.
Wow.
We have chlamydia.
We have chlamydia, yeah.
Nice.
Merry Xmas, you faggot.
I love that one.
I love that
Every
too.
Time I like sit in that chair, I look over at the wall and all I see is Merry Christmas, you faggot. That's so
He made
awesome.
Us a picture with cherry juice, don't ask.
Yeah. That's not actually vagina blood.
Wow.
That one's really cherry juice.
But that one really is.
That yes. one, yeah, absolutely. Nice. And that's one... Out of one. Like, that's the only
we
one.
We should have done another one, because I'm totally over that
Well,
now.
No, because that one's totally worth, like, $1 billion, because it's the only one. If we make two, it will be only half as
if that's
expensive.
If that's missing in the morning, just look in the bathroom.
Well, there's tampons in there. So
that's
you
awesome.
Have
wow. I'm building its brother. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
He really is perfect, blah, blah, blah. I hope you can deal with that. Work is good. I'm back on openings. Me and Billy both are. It's cool. Since I've been sick, I haven't gotten good hours in a while, but I'm getting better, and I start open volumes next. Who? Blah, blah, blah. Were you, like, falling asleep after the party?
Yeah, pretty much.
She doesn't want you anymore.
Like after she said she didn't want me, I actually don't even know what it says.
Right. She's like, okay.
So I'm like, yeah.
Okay, and I'm good.
I'm happy for you. I'll write this back. Did you get any letters after that?
I never really gave a shit about
you. You never got any letters after that. When you got one letter after that, and I explained to you, you know, I'm happy, blah, 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 this, that, and the third.
Oh, hold on. P.S. If I ever get a weekend off, I'll come see you.
Yeah, right.
Did she never come
and
see
you?
Fuck no. Really? That's not nice to say. Did you at least leave a message and be like, I actually lied in that letter and I will never
I went and saw him once.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you? Did you come and see me?
Zach, did she come and see you?
I was the only person who came to see you, you dumb fuck.
Nuh-uh, somebody else came to see me like 2 weeks ago, so how?
Who? Was it your mom?
No.
Did your parents, like, you're not, how old are you again?
22.
So where are your parents in all of this? Like, did they help you, or are they like, you pretty much deserve whatever you got? Or?
Yeah, the only people I actually even...
Like, are they alive?
The only parents? People I actually even talk to or know are sitting in this room.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's your family at?
I do not know.
Were you adopted?
No, no. My father's back in New York somewhere, and my mom's a two-bit crack whore.
Really?
Yeah, she actually just got out of prison for drug trafficking. Hmm. Yeah.
No, but I did that go sucks, and see dude. Him on.
I did. She. I think she did come to see me.
Really?
I did.
Well,
fuck.
I came by
every day's like the next, so I don't know.
And stuff, and that's when I made fun of.
I bet.
Head.
Oh, you did come to see me because you showed me the pictures from Manhattan.
Yeah.
Oh, after
she did.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You went on a trip to New York, and he was sitting in jail.
Yeah, wasn't that lovely?
That's fucked up, dude.
Yep.
If I ever go to jail, I will be sure to totally break up with you before.
The reason why I said hey, come get me is because I a couple letters before that, I said hey, I'm sending $200 in a check. You know, make sure I have this money when I get out. And I get out today, and I said, hey, where's the check that I sent you?
That money, because you said something about he owed you, he sent you some money or something.
Here it comes.
It
all comes to the surface, Dana.
Dana. Was that, did he not owe you money? Well, I guess for wrecking your car.
I paid her back off of that, though.
With already? That bunk crap.
Hey.
Remember?
Hey, that
really?
Bump. That bump crap, you accepted as payment.
I gave it to my parents because I owed them money.
That's $400 you owe me.
Whatever, dude. The check that he sent whatever was sent
rent,
to my P.O. box.
Rent here's $400 a night. That's crazy.
Anyway,
I didn't
check.
See, the thing is,
before we went to New York, I think.
You cash it on April 29th.
Hey, I appreciate you helping fund the Jambo.
No problem.
/ donate.
No,
trip to New York.
No problem. Hey, because you guys spent that $200, I'm sleeping on your couch tonight.
That's fine.
That's
it
fine.
Actually, folds out into a bed, but
that's not gonna
we
happen.
Have
yeah,
all this
right.
I've actually, honestly, this was here when I moved in. Like it was just. It this and that table
really?
There. Yeah, they were just like left here. You can use them or whatever.
See, I can't be mad at her because I did smash her car and I did fuck up her life there for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, that
so.
Kind of sucked.
You know.
Now, like, I'm totally going to have to, like, help her pay for that.
Exactly.
My but car's wrecked again, kind of.
Yeah, that's fantastic also in itself that it's totally breaking down. But I've never unfolded this into a bed since I've lived here.
Probably dead bodies
so
in it.
There may be. If you find Braden, our other co-host, under there,
okay.
Send him home to daddy.
Okay. Most definitely.
No, actually, Braden will be on Monday's show, and we're going to talk it out. We're going to bro it out. We're going to fucking figure out this thing, and you guys will come listen and tell us stuff. It'll be cool. So, when I was at the post office, right, and I got the Wendy shit, I saw this kid in there that when I was younger... Like, I used to hang out with his sister.
Hey, can I have that letter now?
And what letter?
The letter you were just reading.
Oh, I'm done with it. I'm done reading it. So, I see this kid, like, I'm walking, as I'm walking in, he's kind of in front of me walking in, and I'm like, hey, Jonathan, what's up? And he, like, didn't really look at me.
What?
And kind of looked down, and he's like, you don't know me. Nobody knows me. And I'm like, no, we used to hang out when we were younger, and I used to hang out with your sister, and we used to hang out at, you know, that school up by where we used to live. And he's like, you don't know me. That wasn't me, or that's not me. Like, really fucking weird. And when we were younger, he always kind of seemed like he was really super shy.
Yeah.
But not that it was, like, making him crazy, but I guess now that he's older, he's like my age pretty much.
Going kind of nuts.
It's really, yeah, and I always see him when I'm out delivering, riding his bike around and shit, and his parents, or his dad used to own a locksmith company here. And
that's why he's shy, his daddy.
Maybe, but I don't know. Dude, it was
don't touch me no more.
It was so fucking weird, because I was like, yeah, your name's Jonathan Ruff, I know you, and your sister's name was Amanda. And he's like, I don't know you. And then he, like, looked at me, and he's like, at least you know me. I don't know myself. And then he just, like, walked away. Yeah, and I was like, dude.
Being all creepy-like?
Just so weird. I don't know, man. It blew my fucking mind, because I'm like, it was so serious, I started questioning myself.
Did I really fucking know him
and his sister Amanda Ruff, and they owned that fucking, that's so crazy. But that's
creepy,
because yeah. His sister was kind of weird like that.
Did
too.
You get to talk to him again, or he totally just,
no, like that was it, and then he left, and that
weird
was it. Fucking creep me out, dude.
Wow.
But,
what else you got?
You know, I was delivering at the paint place today. And for this porno film that we're making, it's really expensive, but hear me out. Okay, thejamhole.com/donate. I asked if you could rent them. They do not let you rent them. You know those things painters use? Those big fucking stilts that make you like 3 or 4
yeah,
feet taller?
Yeah.
What if we both wore those and totally did it like way up in the air? For the
stilt
the
fucking.
Yes, that. Painter stilt
that
fucking.
That'll be really hard.
Do you think
to
you
accomplish.
Could get good enough at it that you could, we could like walk around with them and then just.
See, the
that'd
sad
thing. Cool on film. Like have the camera way down low and we're like way up here, like blah, 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 blah. That'd
it'd
be
like,
so great.
Like the concerts for Manson and
yes,
stuff. Like,
yeah, like kind of like those.
The sad thing is, to fuck a chick, I actually have to get on stilts.
Yeah, are you taller than I am?
No.
I'm not very tall.
I'm like 5'3", maybe.
Okay, yeah.
I am
taller
than both of the men in this room.
Yeah, that's fine. Your dick's probably bigger, too.
Yeah,
it
most
is
definitely.
Much larger. Yeah.
So, but you know those things? They're like $300.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
A pair. Yeah. So that'd be like $600. Which
just for a fuck section?
Yeah. Just for. And I'm like, well, do you rent them? Like, can I just borrow a pair or can I take them back? But you not take the money out of my card because.
I'd go to the 350-pound escort that you guys were talking about a while back.
350-pound escort. Oh, yeah.
Top
yeah.
Escort.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'd
yeah,
spend
yeah
money on that.
But I don't know. I just saw them, and I totally pictured, like, Josh and Megan on these big, tall fucking things, and then us, like...
Yep. Wow.
I think that would be cool. So, thejamhole.com/donate. We need a couch.
We
$500.
Do.
Probably for the film, also, we could use it for.
Right.
And then we need stilts. 2 pairs.
I want a couch
$600.
With
thank
the
you.
The Jam Hole logo on it.
That I also would like.
I need a tent.
He's like, fuck you guys. I need a place
fuck
to live
shit
and a job.
Hold on.
You could be our intern, but there's no like money involved.
There's
in
no
that
money. I gotta sleep but in the dog pen. And
we can't actually pay
shit
you until we get paid for
right
this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. As soon as my mom gets back from California, she'll start setting that up for us. Yeah.
Right.
Because we need that stuff. So, we are either, you know what I did?
What?
I totally counted wrong, but that's fine. It makes no difference. September 25th is actually episode $249.
Oh, shit.
Are you serious?
Oh, shit.
But Monday is episode 250, so it's like...
You'd rather do it on the Friday
I'm doing
night.
It on Friday because there's no fucking way that would be any
kind of cool.
So it's
going to be $249
on a
so
Monday.
Weird.
But no, it'll be $250 because check this out.
What?
Sometime in between now and then...
You want to do four
I'm
shows
gonna
in a
do,
week?
I'm going to do like a little fucking Saturday morning thing by myself or something while you're at work one of
all
these
right.
weekends.
A little special episode.
That's right. Something like that. Maybe me just sitting here jerking off. I don't know.
Him and the purple
me and the
King
purple
Kong
dong.
Up there. Yeah.
The kickstand. We're going to go around.
Man. That's going to be a Saturday morning special.
Me, that, and the cat.
Well, that's cool because I that would be weird if it were like, yeah, come down for episode fucking 249.
Actually, it's 249.5 because we actually had that.
If you come home
it'll
and
be cool, though.
If you come home and the jar of peanut butter's gone and the cat's mouth is stuck, you know what happened
cat's
in that special.
Dead.
Yeah.
That thing is about as big as my cat.
Wow.
So, heavier.
Yeah, definitely heavier. I have a dilemma. And I think it's kind of, like, I don't really care either way. It's kind of up to whoever, if anyone's coming down for this.
Mm-hmm.
We can have it either at the New York and his New York pizza place.
Yep.
In the part there in the back where there's, you know, pinball machine and we can have pizza and drinks and all ages and whatever the fuck.
Uh-huh.
But if we're there, we can't have any bands.
You gotta have a band.
And that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You have
gotta have a band.
We got some good local fucking talent here too, dude. And people that are willing to come out and play.
I don't
want to
say who they are, but if it works out, they've said they want to, but
yeah.
I'll mention when we have
they got a big ass parking lot. Any chance
for sure.
of the parking lot? But that Rodeo Inn or whenever, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the whole thing. It has to start at 10 o'clock if we have it there at Anna's. And we can't have any kind of music because the hotel's right there. But, you know, we can do our show and shit and have a party there. But no,
you would think the hotel would be okay with it because they'd get, you know, rooms rented.
Yeah, well, that's the other
what the
thing
hell?
If I talk to them. But
yeah,
I also deliver there. To that hotel. And the lady, like, she's not... I don't know. I don't know how I'd be like, so I'm having this get together. Like, I don't know. A slumber party and
well,
we need your hotel rooms for it.
Maybe you should try and at least talk to him about it a little bit and be like,
well,
hey, this is what I do.
But see, that's not the only option. See, then the other option was to have it at the VFW in the back where that restaurant is, the barbecue
yeah.
place. And there's a stage
but
there.
But Anna's is bigger.
Anna's is much bigger, and it's our first live audience show. It's like a
It'd
nice...
Free.
Well, that it's not a big deal. Like, the other place, it's not that much money, but it's like
as much
a
as
home...
My fine.
It's a home place,
yeah.
though. It's like doing it at the office I work at, you know?
Yeah.
Where we first started doing the show. It's like that, because I work there also, so...
Mm-hmm.
It would be a nice, comfortable atmosphere to do it in, but the other place... I don't know, so... Do we want to have a band? Because that'd be pretty fucking cool if we did that.
I would really
like
to have
party.
A band, and especially the band we're thinking about.
Yeah, that would
because
be way cool.
I enjoyed
the
them a lot at Aussie Palooza.
Yeah, they played it all. Yeah, that was awesome. And the only thing I could see being a problem is drunk people from the VFW, like, stumbling in and, like, knocking cameras over and shit like that. But I don't know. I don't think it'd be that big of a deal.
You guys better not invite me then.
We got... we got fucking retards throwing beer bottles at each other. Fuck you! I have 8 kids! Like, shit like that, you know? But I don't know. So, I think I'm going to go on the jamhole.com/forums and make a post there about it. And you guys
can
tell me who's coming, RSVP. That would be kind of helpful. Like, if no one's coming, we'll just do it from our house.
If I'm not in prison, I'll come.
Right on. You are cordially invited. So,
well, thank you.
And we'll make some posters, and it'll be like a proper thing. We'll have gifts for people.
I have to look nice?
Yeah, we're going to go wrapped in plastic.
Dana's going to be in a thong.
In an ode to Marilyn.
Wait, sorry, who?
Dana's going to be in a thong and just a thong.
Dana should be in a thong with saran wrapped around. Wow.
Either
with
Dana two or holes. Danny, pick one, please.
Dana is
no,
your name.
I hate
Dino.
That.
Can we call you Dino?
Dina.
Like the fucking dog from the Flintstones? I used to love that dog.
At work, they call Dino. Me Dan.
Dan. Hold on.
Derek calls Dan me Dan the man.
Dan the man.
Derek is always like, yeah, we got Dan the man tonight. What's up?
And this do you roll in there and just like fucking high five? Dish, dish.
No, I walk in, Dan, I get my apron on, and I come in and I come around the corner like skipping. I'm like, here I come to save the day. And they're like, Dan the man. Woo! And like, I don't know. There was this new chick.
I totally see you doing that.
There's this new chick dishwasher there tonight too. And she's just looking like, what the fuck?
All right. So she is not going to last that long.
Dishwasher?
Yes. So I'm totally trying to get my job back.
We had a dishwasher that started from the beginning that was a girl that lasted over a year.
Okay, but she's like 80 pounds soaking wet.
I think she's like 17. I don't know.
Dude. Fuck, dude. And they said, oh, no, we don't have a spot open. Fuck that shit.
Dude, they burn through them over there.
Yeah, I know. So
I'm quite a bit.
I think by the end of the weekend,
You'll have a job for sure.
You know,
dude.
I'll have a job.
Gotta keep digging.
And like if I don't, then it's the state penitentiary.
Yeah. Hey, either or. You have options.
Exactly. I'll have a job there, so hey.
Did Braden go and apply for the job there?
No.
No?
Nope.
Oh, well, he could have had a job there.
I could have got him hired for $9 an hour, man.
Having hours. Like, yeah. He would have maybe had more hours.
Yeah.
I think he did work tonight, so.
Oh, well.
I don't know.
Ooh, probably, what, four or five
yeah,
hours?
Yeah, I know. And you gotta be like, so, you said you'd pay me on, like, Tuesday. It's now, like, Friday. Can I maybe get paid now? And they're like, well, here's, you know.
I'm sorry.
It sucks.
We're in a recession.
Yeah, and that sucks, too. It's slow and shit. Like, we've got the talking to at our office, too, about how we need to be more conscientious about, like, driving all over the place on unnecessary things.
Yep.
And we have to maybe.
Going swimming.
Get,
on
doing that.
The clock or
we have
going
to maybe.
Eat.
Cut your health insurance for, you know, 6 months or a year because times are tough. And we're
hey,
like,
can we
hey,
get married? Because I really don't want to go through my health
you
insurance.
You know,
wow.
Like
you know what? Nah, because I actually don't have health insurance.
No.
Do they really? Are you serious?
We have to cut costs, dude. It's either that or I have to stop driving the work truck. And fuck that shit. I like it.
Fuck that shot.
I know, dude. I love that truck. Fuck
I can't
no.
believe they're taking away your insurance.
I'm good. The only thing I needed it really for is my fucking Suboxone prescription.
I used to have a security job. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting.
No, please.
I used to have a security job where I had a company truck and I worked the night shift. And I used to take the company truck. I used to just leave the gate open to these like $1 million mansions. And I'd used to take the truck into the ghetto. And it said something security, Greyhawk security on it. And I used to go to my coke dealer's house and buy some coke and then go back to the job with my company truck.
That's awesome.
I love that company
so
truck.
Nice.
I know. Just I don't know why that popped in my head, but yeah.
So I don't know how to say this. Uh-oh. I need to. Is Josh with us? Josh is not with us. So have you heard about like the whole iPhone 3.0 thing and the iPhone 3G, and everyone's like blowing their fucking loads all over this. And I just wanted to say that the things they're giving you, like now you can make videos with the camera and now you can send picture MMSs, but not if you live in the US.
Porno.
Now you can copy and paste. Like, I've had that on this. And the phone I had before this for, like, the past, oh, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
But you actually had to put all that on there yourself.
No, not a lot of it. Like, the video and the cut and paste, that's all Windows 6.1, dude. That's, I don't know, it just seems like it's a lot of money. Like, the update's free, but if you want a lot of the shit to work, you have to buy the new version of the phone, and everyone's been saying this, and it's what technology companies do. They try and, you know, get this product out, and then they'll develop or...
They'll make it obsolete.
Right. They'll already have developed, like, five stages down
exactly.
from that, but they let it out one by one, and that totally
they had
sucks.
All right, they had two iPhones The one that they just came out with?
Right.
They had that shit back when they first came out with the first one.
Yeah, like before when they first were developing them. Yeah. Our friend Mike that used to come on the show every now and then, he used to work for Intel, and they were always, like, he worked in the camera and the coding part of it, and they would always rush all of this shit that it wasn't fully tested and it wasn't done yet, but they'd have to get it out because the product that came out before that has been out for, like, 6 months already.
Exactly.
So it's like, whoa, we got to hurry up. And they would release, like, all this buggy-ass shit that would crash your computers, and it didn't work good. But people kept buying it because it's, like, you know, it's the new thing, and it's fucking awesome. Like the Storm when it first came out. But it's just, I'm getting really sick of hearing it. Now, of course, I'm talking about it, so you all hear it again. But everyone's just like, oh, this is the greatest thing. And it was on the Colbert Report, I guess. And every podcast has been talking about it, and it makes me want to blow my fucking brains out.
So, Erototoys says, it doesn't matter because you can sell the previous phone on eBay for more than the newer model each time.
Why? Don't the people that are buying those models know that you can just buy, like, a new one, or...
People are dumb.
People are dumb.
Stupidity.
I don't know if you've noticed this or not yet.
I'm upset about that.
Well, you should be, because you're part of that race.
I am. So, do you remember...
No.
You do. Remember when we were talking about Libby and all the people dying?
Asbestos, yeah.
And the asbestos and shit, and how the judge was like, no... The company is not responsible. You guys, sucks for you guys. You're probably all going to die now, so tough shit. There's another story that came out, and this one's called 200 Dead, EPA Blames Asbestos from Vermiculite Mine in Libby, Montana.
Nice.
200 dead, just like for now. And then,
that's,
you know,
kind of helping out, if you ask me.
It is helping out. But in a place like that, where there's only, you know, 3,000 more to go,
uh-huh.
It maybe not so much, not as helpful as maybe in a place like New York or perhaps Los Angeles, where there's, you know,
millions. You gotta start somewhere, right?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, it's okay, because we're in Montana, where your sister is your cousin.
That's right. I heard that. They are.
Yeah, some of those fuckers need to die.
How do you circumcise a Montanian?
How?
Kick his sister in the jaw.
Yes. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency dude said the public health emergency exists at the Libby asbestos site in northwest Montana. Woo!
Woo!
Right. I'm kind of bummed, though, because I was hoping the jam hole was, like, going to put northwest Montana and Kalispell
on the map.
Like,
the map.
For reals. But now it's fucking stupid Libby mines in...
Well, we're putting it on the map for... podcast.
Well, yeah, I guess they're just putting
it
on the
map
third
place
for dying.
Radio, like,
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't heard.
Massive Montanian fuck-ups.
Hold on. Let's go to a site right now and see if there was a new episode posted.
Have you heard from Tom?
I have not yet. He has not emailed me, and no, there has not.
Is there a P.O. box you can send stuff to for him? I want to send him a tampon.
That's not very nice.
No, but I never said it was nice.
Do you know that they took W.R. Grace to trial on that?
Right, listening back when we did that story, or was that before?
I was in jail.
Okay. It's called asbestosis, if you guys want to take a listen. And
yeah,
see
take
what
a look at that.
About.
But they let all these guys off.
Right.
They let all of them off.
And it
blah, 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 this, that, and the third.
The
fuck
the
that.
The evidence was submitted, and the judge was like, you can't use that, and you can't
do you know,
that.
Actually, back in, like, 1997, John Travolta made a movie. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's actually, it was a lawyer movie, and he spent millions of dollars going against W.R. Grace.
Broken Arrow? No.
No.
No. Face? No, that wasn't.
No, no, no.
I don't
it was a movie.
But specifically mentioning, like,
W.R. Grace.
That's crazy.
I swear. It was the crazy shit. And I was watching that in jail. I saw that movie, and then I turned on the news, and I seen W.R. Grace, and I was like, holy shit.
That's crazy.
It's crazy shit.
I'm really proud that I get to go there once a month. Watch it just dwindle away. And it's nice. They, like, paint the picture about, like, 35 miles east of Idaho, 65 miles south of Canada is the small town of Libby. The town lies in a picturesque valley carved by the Kootenai River and framed by the Cabinet Mountains to the south. Libya's population of less than 3,000 and 12,000 people live within a 10-mile radius.
And when you go there, you die.
Yeah, pretty much. Your lungs bleed and you die. But that's weird that, like, the town itself has 3,000, but then, like, the outer 10 miles around the town have 12,000.
Wow.
Like, you all live in the fucking bushes, dude. You guys are up in the rough. What the fuck?
And bumfucked Egypt.
Yeah, for sure. The community's assets include... Now, this is what they have, okay? Check this out. Clean water.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Beautiful scenery. Check. And recreational opportunities such as fishing, hiking, hunting, boating, and skiing.
All right.
You can ski here in the wintertime, which is like 10 months out of the fucking year.
Right. Just wear an oxygen mask.
Hey, it's fine. In the wintertime, the asbestos actually... It grabs the snow and it rides it to the ground.
Wow.
I know, it's beautiful.
Wow.
Over the past years, hundreds of asbestos-related disease cases have been documented in the small community which covers the towns of Libby and Troy. Investigators have concluded that asbestosis, the gem hole episode, I think it's like 194 or something, a lung condition in the Libby area, and also a gem hole episode, is staggeringly higher than the national average for the period of 1979 to 1998. And that totally sucks. The secretary is getting some agencies to go over there, and they're going to help people get fixed up.
Yeah. Go through radiation, and if you come out, you might live.
Right. And other than that, here's like a good, solid, healthy prescription for some pain pills. Good luck. Try not to breathe too much.
Don't breathe.
But yeah, that does... It totally sucks, and it's fucked up that the court system is just like, well...
It's not our fault. Right. They breathe too much air.
And I read somewhere, it wasn't... Maybe it was this article, but somewhere it was saying that like... Within this time frame, just about like 80 or 90% of... Oh, here it is. Is estimated that the Libby mine was the source of over 70% of all vermiculite sold in the U.S. from 1919 to 1990.
Wow.
Like 70%. The majority of your guys's, like everywhere else, all your vermiculite is from
here.
Our shit. And our people died... So that you could all
you
have
could have it.
Right. That bag
fuckers.
Of verm that we have in our fucking mudroom.
Right.
They died for that.
Yep.
They died so we could have that.
Exactly.
Do you have any liquor over there? Pour some out for them. Just right there on the carpet.
John
no,
did the
no.
other day.
John actually already covered that with on the last episode.
Nice. Yes.
Do you know John? Have you met John yet?
I introduced him today, actually. That guy that was outside smoking, and I was like, this is John. John, this is Zach.
Oh, that guy.
Right.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
He comes over. He's on the show a couple episodes.
Couple times, yes.
Yeah,
couple
I
times.
Found out that he's a lazy sack of shit at work sometimes, man.
At work?
Yeah, at
Do
work.
You think it's because now he's buddy-buddy with you, and when he's at work, he just gets to chill?
No.
Because he's
been
on the
like
show,
without...
and the show runs that restaurant? In the back?
Not really.
The cook? You run that shit.
I run that shit,
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying, and you're part of the show, so you fucking... The show runs that shit
well,
by
I
default.
Well, I found out that, like, he
I
likes
own
the kind of...
that restaurant.
I hate you.
I own it. <It's mine. laughs> I win. Okay, sorry.
You win something every episode.
Every
I hate
time.
You so much.
This was that time.
But, no, I found out that, like, he... I busted my ass on cut and like dude's busting his ass on grill, dude's busting his ass on fry, dude's busting his ass on window set, and then I just hear John talking, and I'm like, what the
to
fuck
himself,
is he doing?
Just like,
no, he's talking to the grill guy who's working, but John's just standing there talking, and I'm like, dude, I don't mean to be a dick, because I like John, you know, I'm like, I don't want to be an asshole.
She likes John.
But I'm like...
That's like that. It's like a love square now.
That would be like fucking a Neanderthal. I'm sorry.
Would he want to get in on this PGB porn video we're making?
I wouldn't. No, no, just no.
Do you think he would film it also? Because we do have
Maybe.
Two cameras.
He'd probably film it.
Fuck yeah, he would.
But wait. Now you're encroaching on me, man.
No, but we need both of you to film.
We need a lot of different.
You need
angles.
Both angles, right?
Yeah. That's
all
what
right.
I'm
that's
saying.
What I'm talking
but,
about.
Get all up
so
in there.
He's standing there talking, and I'm like, dude, I don't mean to be a dick or anything, but if you have time to just stand there and fucking talk. You have something else to do. And he's like, well, I'm getting buns and toast. I'm like, do it faster.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm like, do it faster. We need fries. Drop that. Why don't you help the dude that you're supposed to be helping right now?
He's just sitting there waiting for them to
waiting
go through.
Waiting for the buns and toast to come out
you
of the
put
toaster.
Him in and then go do some other shit and then go do some other shit.
Hey, when I was on the line, I was the bun and toast guy.
Yeah,
that was my station.
How he was trained. I'm like, you were not trained. Shut up. You were work line.
That's such
that was
awesome,
my station.
That position.
That's
is
what
great.
We get Will to do. We're like, Will, we need buns and toast. And he comes up. He's like, I can do that record.
Oh, fuck.
He does. He does buns and toast. Great.
Have you ever heard of South Africa?
No. Never.
It's where all the white people live in Africa.
It's what I heard. You know what else is in South Africa?
What else?
Black people.
And rape.
Wow.
And rape. 28, this one's called 28% of South African men admit to rape. Admitted it. I raped that bitch. 28% of men in South Africa admit they are guilty of rape in a study conducted by the country's Media Research Council. The methodology of the study guaranteed anonymity and allowed for honest answers and stunning results. Half of the men that admitted to being guilty of said rape said they had raped more than one person in their life.
See how it says person?
Right.
It doesn't specify the sex.
Well, here, check this out. Of those surveyed, 28% said they had raped a woman or girl, and 3% said they had raped a dude or a boy dude. Almost
a
half. A boy dude. a man child.
Aisha.
Almost half who said they had carried out a rape admitted they had done so more than once, with 73% saying they had carried out their first assault before the age of 20.
Wow.
Like, you are just, like,
fucked up in the head?
Raping kids and shit. Just passing that AIDS along.
Why would you even admit to that, though?
Well, because it's an anonymous study.
Yeah.
It's just to
they don't
see.
Give a shit. They're like, hey, yeah, I fucked a little boy. That's
the
cool.
The guys were actually, like, kind of curious. Like, yeah, I wonder how many of us do rape.
Do you know?
I do, and if I do, you know, everyone
do you know in Greece that it's actually it's sociable
with John Travolta?
Yeah, with John Travolta. Hey, do you like my John Travolta look? I'm going for the John Travolta.
That's fantastic.
But in Greece, it's actually socially acceptable to have sex with young boys.
Really?
Yes. I thought that was like back in like
Thailand.
But it's back in history, but
Bangkok.
it's carried through. It's still carried through, and it's socially acceptable.
Hey, some things just. Yeah, you just got to do it sometimes. And that's what, I don't know, I guess, is that the result of, I mean, I don't know about, like, the Greece part of it, but here in South Africa, obviously,
South Africa.
A very third world country. There's fucking shit there.
They locked up Mandela.
Churches, yeah, there's, like, churches and then armies and little villages in between. So
raping bitches.
Yeah. I mean, is that what happens when your society breaks down so much that you just, it's total chaos and
I think you rape and loot and...
I want to rape someone.
Note me if I'm wrong. I think I said 85% of Montana State Prison is sexual abusers.
Sexual deviants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not only in other countries.
It's more than that then. It's not just, is it just people then altogether?
Yeah, like, people are fucked up,
sometimes
dude.
Sometimes you just gotta rape
sometimes
a bitch.
You just gotta rape a bitch
a kid
yeah
sometimes that's fucked up
sometimes
we're people too we have that in us you could have that in you if you know what I mean
Bubba got mad at me last week
he could have had that in him we don't know
hey my next door neighbor called the cops on me one time
I don't know this guy
assault by strangulation
really
yeah I told you about that earlier
oh yeah on the way yeah. I remember that I wish you would have waited
I know, right? That would have played in great.
That would have been a good story.
I was in South Africa one time. This bitch just said, hey. And I said, hey, I'm going to rape you.
The study, which had British funding, also found that men who are physically violent towards women are twice as likely to be HIV positive.
Of course.
Of course.
So, like, does it just make you more violent? Or you have nothing to lose?
Well,
you have absolutely
pissed.
Fucking nothing to lose.
That's it. And you're doing whatever the fuck.
Exactly.
Well, then you're pissed that you got HIV in the first place.
So I'm like, this bitch doesn't have HIV, I'm going to give it to her.
And like 28% of the country is doing it anyway. So
right.
It's like,
Why not?
Herd mentality, right, right.
They ran out of monkeys.
Like, wait, you don't have AIDS yet? Well, you know,
here, check this out.
I got
out.
This.
I
do. You want to fit in? Because this is what it's going to be now. So.
They're also more likely to pay for sex and to not use condoms.
Oh my God. Like, a girl... actually, a girl got mad at me tonight because she said I spread around that she has herpes, and actually she does have herpes, right. But I didn't spread it around.
Was it someone I slept with?
No.
I hope not.
Thank you.
It was someone I slept with, though.
Oh,
fuck. But I didn't give her fucking herpes, and I didn't contract herpes. Thank you very much. I've been tested twice in the last 6 months.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. And actually, Dana spread that around work.
I heard that.
I was mad at her.
That is a very bitch thing to do, well, I think.
That bitch got herpes.
People should know, dude.
Yeah,
she's
know.
That's right.
On my
seriously.
Well, seat shit. Maybe she's got a sore on her ass and she doesn't fucking like...
I did not fuck her in her ass.
Hey, watch out. Chick has herpes. Cool. All right.
She came up to me. I said, hey, how you doing? She says, you think I have... I want to talk to you?
Did she really have herpes?
She really has herpes.
She
really has herpes.
Game on, then.
We were going... She was taking me back to my apartment one time, and she pulls over, and she's crying. I'm like, you know, what's the matter? I thought I got the bitch pregnant or something. I'm like, fuck! Fuck! And she, right? And so we pull over, and she's like, yeah, I got herpes. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Amazing.
So, yeah, Dana made me go get tested.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
I'm a good person.
Yeah.
So, I got probably one more thing, and then we're going to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we're at like an hour 50.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for that. Actually, an hour 48.
I am not pleased.
Hope you guys enjoyed the Jailhouse Rockin'.
Oh, absolutely. We may just call this episode Jailhouse Rocks.
Nice. Nice.
By the way... The whole, I am not pleased.
Uh-huh.
Keith was doing that the other day on his show.
Yeah,
and I'm like, dude.
That's his thing. He started doing that initially.
But it was so...
It's fantastic.
Like, he did it like just like
you
do it.
Nobody does it like he does it. It's great.
No, I mean, like, he did it like just like you do it on the feed. It looked like
a
big you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was like, what the... Really?
Wow.
He was like, I am not pleased.
Oh, was it during the show today?
Or
was
yesterday.
He just hanging out?
Yesterday when I was on my lunch break, I thought I was off, and then I got called back in and had to,
Fuck that, that's when I turned my phone off.
Got called in the middle
off.
Of the show and had to leave.
Fantastic. So check this out. Speaking of people that do really fucking stupid shit, this one is called Man Accused of Impersonating Dead Mom to Cash Social Security Checks.
All right.
God's the first of the month.
Dirt,
get my rent paid.
Right.
Got my mom's check. I mean, she's dead, but, you know, guess where it comes from.
Where?
Guess.
Florida.
No.
What?
New York.
Ah, damn it. Damn it.
Boom.
No.
Yeah.
But where in New York? Where in New York?
NY.
NY?
When it's from Florida.
I know. I got you, huh?
I know.
Son
got
of a
good
botch.
Fucker. Irene Prusik has been dead for 6 years.
Nice.
Dumb botch.
Wow, dude. That's your mom. That's fucked up. But in April, someone showed up at the Department of Motor Vehicles in Brooklyn to renew
son of a bitch.
Her driver's license.
Alright, I'm not from Brooklyn, guys. I'm from upstate.
No. Albany? From fucking Albany? Is that upstate? I have no idea what I'm
talking
about.
Yeah, that's a sort of.
That explanation given by prosecutors rivals the Hitchcock classic Psycho. It was her son. In drag. All right.
Awesome. He
nice.
Actually dressed up and shit.
Fuck yeah. Nice. He cut her face off and wore it and just
I
was
bet,
like,
dude.
I'd like to make a withdrawal.
That is so
Thomas
awesome.
Parkin, 49, was charged Wednesday in the bizarre plot to impersonate his deceased mother so he could collect... How much do you think? How much money?
$50.
$170.
Oh, my God.
Grand.
What?
Damn.
Thou sand.
Why'd fucking dress up at drag, too?
Fucking
to get
A.
Fuck
would,
yeah.
I would cut her open and gut her out and climb up in that shit and fucking...
Fucking mama
I'd
suit.
I'd do that shit.
I'd do the mama suit.
Fucking
fuck
right,
yeah.
I would. He and the man accused of being his accomplice, fuck, I'm not even gonna try and pronounce that, some dude, pleaded not guilty to grand larceny, criminal impersonation, and a bunch of other charges. Both men were held on $1 million bail. Their lawyers
holy fuck.
Are ignoring everybody. He said...
I'm a fucking dumbass.
Parkin told them that because he held Prusik when she breathed her last breath, I am my mother.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
You don't know who I am. And
is this
neither
like,
do
I am
I.
my own country?
Neither do I.
No you remember one, that? I am yes. my own country.
All right, yes. So I promised not to cut you guys open and wear you guys as bodysuits tonight.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, make yourself at home. It's fine.
So where do you work? I got to be there when?
8 o'clock sharp. You get a day off. Oh, fabulous! Parkin used his friend Remolo. Excuse me. To pose as the mother's nephew when going to cash checks and do other business, prosecutors said a security camera photo from the DMV office shows a frail-looking Parkin in a wig and dark glasses, Remolo by his side as he fills out paperwork. The nice. Ruse began to unravel amid a dispute over the mother's home, which was sold at foreclosure in 03, of course, because that's when she died.
Right.
Parkin, so, yes?
It took these guys fucking, what, four, or what, no.
A while.
Five, yeah. 6 years to think of this
yeah,
shit?
A while.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, do you think, like, the whole time she was there just rotting
just
away?
Just rotting away.
Do you think they buried her and shit?
No, they buried her, then they I don't know.
I don't know.
Knows?
We've had a few stories of people yeah. keeping their parents in the bed.
We can't afford to bury them right now, but
yeah,
we
right.
will. We will.
We're in a recession.
It. This is an IOU.
How long was that lady in that bedroom before
a
she
while.
Buried?
A
was it like
good,
a year or something?
A good long while.
We can't afford to bury her right now, so we're just going to keep her
it's
in here.
Dude, that shit, have you ever smelled a dead, rotting corpse? That.
Not disgusting. A human one.
Oh, my God,
dead.
Man.
Well, yeah, actually. Well, no, he wasn't really rotting, so, yeah. But, dude, I mean, like, normal corpses.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's
normal
pretty,
corpses.
Us people.
Normal ones, animals. Yeah, the ones that have only been there for a year.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah,
those kind.
Those
as yeah, and that's probably about it for the story. He was wearing a red cardigan, lipstick, manicured nails, and breathing through an oxygen tank.
Nice.
The whole nine, I like to call
I
it.
I like the red cardigan lipstick.
I like the oxygen tank. Nice.
Sexy.
Touch.
So September 25th, keep those dates, that whole weekend, if you guys want to come down and party.
At
episode 250. It will be fantastic, and once, I guess, we make the poll and you guys figure out and we figure out where we're going to have it, we'll make the maps and drop all the shit, and we'll see you guys then. So, it'll
well,
be fantastic.
We're going to see him on Monday.
Well, right. But,
right.
I mean, we will also.
Right.
Right. So,
right.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here and letting us have you.
Hey, I appreciate it.
He doesn't
I'll be sleeping
else.
On you. I'll be sleeping. I had nowhere else to go.
I'll be here all night.
I'll be
no,
here all night. Yeah.
On the couch.
Right, right.
You guys can tune into the web cram. I'll be sleeping
yeah.
right where he's
we'll,
sitting.
I'll bring the laptop in there and we'll just like monitor his movements all night. That's awesome. Oh.
Can't well, trust the felon.
Well, between that and the one in the bathroom, I think it'll be okay. So yeah.
Oh, there's one of the we can have fun tonight.
If you guys haven't already, thejamhole.com/vote. It's the middle of the month. June, we are probably at 11 for comedy out of a
oh,
few
yeah?
out of a few thousand. We're number 11. That's pretty
no
sweet.
Big deal.
I mean, no big deal. I don't want to, you know, get all ego-y about it, but it's not a big deal at all, really. It's no thing. So, thank you guys for voting. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling everybody about what the fuck we're doing. And yeah, we'll see you guys Monday. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.